is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from Wapakoneta's Harmon Field. It's the Division 7 state semifinals, the Fort Loramie Redskins against the Macomb Panthers here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Temperature in the mid to upper 40s, fairly stiff wind out of the south, no chance of rain. Good night for late season November high school football, Chuck. It's perfect. Both coaches, I'm sure, would say the same thing.
You can't beat this. I mean, it's not freezing cold. The wind is not driving. There's no rain. We had the rain this morning. Luckily, that's all out of the area. It's going to be a perfect night for football, and I'm looking forward to seeing a state semifinal. It's been a while since I've seen one.
Fort Loramie Redskins, number one in the southwestern region of Division 7, the first seed according to the computer. Holding court, you might say, advancing right through three playoff games, 12-1 on the year, having won 12 in a row. Macomb, the opponent, also 12-1, having won six straight. Macomb, technically the fifth seed in the region, played on the road, beat Patrick Henry week one of the postseason. Macomb ranked sixth in the state in the final AP poll in Division 7, Fort Loramie fourth. Macomb knocked off Edgerton last week, the number two team in the state of Ohio, a club which had played third quarter mercy rules for 12 straight weeks. Macomb thumped them. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie was drubbing Convoy Crestview, the number 10 team in the state, by a score of 48-20. It was a two-headed monster last week Fort Loramie went up against in Wade Sheets and that fine little scrappy quarterback from Convoy Crestview. Tonight it's a two-headed monster as well. One big monster Fort Loramie's got to slow down is Tanner Schrader. He's passing at 65%. He's running at over 10 yards a carry. Fort Loramie's defense last week, Chuck, was great. It was phenomenal. It's got to play that well, maybe even better here tonight.
Oh, I think so. I mean, you wonder if Loramie, they just ran the ball. They threw the ball last week. They were just outstanding in every phase offensively. But their defense, like you said, after the beginning of the game where Crestview had a couple of pretty good runs, they shut him down, and they put pressure on him. He didn't have a chance to throw. Sheets, who was going to Bowling Green,
right.
He had two catches for 17 yards, and I think he had one rush for 7 yards. I think that's what he ended up for the game. And that's, you know, that's what they got to do again tonight. They have got to be ready to go out and do the same thing, because Schrader and Keegan Lowe, these two young men can put some yardage out there against you.
Fort Loramie rushed for nearly 300 yards 1 week ago. Redskins' Carter Mesher had 83 yards in three carries. Colin Moore, the quarterback, 124 yards in 19 carries.
Yeah.
And Devin Worman, 61 yards in 11 carries. It was a three-headed monster running the football for Fort Loramie last week. Meanwhile, this club from Macomb, with Tanner Schrader running the show at QB, had nearly 400 yards total offense, not one through the air, didn't pass the ball once, ran for 391 yards for four quarters last week against number two state-ranked Edgerton.
Well, if you can do that, I mean, that does two things. You're not going to turn the ball over on interception because you're not throwing the ball. And secondly, you're keeping their offense off the field. I was really surprised. I've been kind of watching scores with Edgerton, and they look just like they might have been a juggernaut to fear. Macomb took them, so Fort Loramie better not be taking Macomb lightly this evening.
No. Of course, the Redskins play in the Cross County Conference. Fort Loramie won it, having won 12 games in a row, unbeaten in league play. Meanwhile, Macomb finished number two in the Blanchard Valley Conference. Pandora Gilboa won the league 7 games ago. Pandora Gilboa nipped Macomb by a score of 19-14 for Macomb's only setback. As Chuck noted, and as we've talked about already, Tanner Schrader, outstanding quarterback, six-footer, 175-pound senior for this team from Macomb. And Keegan Lowe is a wrestler. He's a strong running back, 5'8", 188, a senior. He averages about 9 yards a carry. As we mentioned, Schrader over 10. Schrader's a Mr. Do-It-Everything. We thought Wade Sheets was that way last week for Convoy Crestview. This Schrader kicks field goals. He's 10 of 12 on the year. Has booted one from 47. He punts, averaging 43 yards a kick. He returns punts, 24 per return.
And talk about his receiving, because this is something I have never seen in all my years of watching football on any level, a quarterback that has 7 touchdown catches,
yep.
Not completions, but catches, all thrown by Tyler Durfee.
Yep, Durfee is a receiver, and evidently he's lined up in the wing, gone in motion, gotten a pitch back, and thrown a pass from behind the line of scrimmage on a special play numerous times this year for McComb. And you can bet head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie has been alerted to this diversity in the McComb offense. As Chuck noted, 9 catches, 7 touchdowns for the quarterback of McComb.
Never seen that in my life.
Now, McComb has been quite a success story, as has Fort Loramie this year. It's the Redskins' deepest run in the postseason in football. Back in 2009, Fort Loramie played 13 games, went 10-3, lost to Marion Local in the regional championship. So this is the furthest that the Redskins have advanced. McComb has gotten to the regional championship and the state semis 3 or 4 times. Head coach Chris Algie has been here 21 years, 29 coaching high school football. But what's unique about McComb, Chuck, is that it's a senior-laden club, and only 17 on the entire roster are grades 10 through 12. Believe it or not.
Yeah, that's something else. But, yeah, a lot of seniors. So they're kids that you can, at this point in the season, for sure rely on. So we're going to take a look and see. Fort Loramie's going to get their best shot.
No doubt about it. 16 of 22 starters for McComb are seniors. 13 of 22 beginning the game on both sides of the ball for Fort Loramie are seniors. Kicking game could be a factor. Each team can kick field goals. Each club sharp kicking extra points, Chuck.
That's a skill that you take for granted from college on up, but in high school, it can win or lose games for you, just regular extra points.
Yeah, I think Beltran Lafarga, either as a result of a kick a little off or a bad snap, has only missed 5 times this year.
Right.
And Tanner Schrader, the Mr. Do-It-Everything quarterback, punter, place kicker for McComb, has only missed 3 PATs. He was 57 of 60.
Wow.
Kicking extra points at the end of the regular season.
And you already talked about the fact that he kicks field goals, too. That's a weapon a lot of high school teams don't have.
Well, it should be quite a game. Could be a high-scoring tilt. We are seated on the west side of Wapakoneta's Harmon Field. The windows are wide open, as you can tell. And the Fort Loramie contingent is right below us. The Redskins are the home team, wearing the dark here tonight. The McComb Panthers crowd is on the far side. The McComb football team is wearing white. Both schools' colors, by the way, are red and black.
Yeah, there's a lot of red and black here tonight, that's for sure.
I may have
to go confiscate that cowbell before the evening's up.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We also salute Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. We also say thank you to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to them, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery of Sydney. John will give you his very best shot. And the in-between, just south of Butkins, where the food is not in-between, it is out of this world. And Morey's Landing, opposite Lake Loramie in northwestern Shelby County, an outstanding restaurant, also on the web, online with us here on scorersbroadcast.com. Last 5 years, owned by Martha Holscher, and it's going gangbusters. Morey's Landing. You'll enjoy the breakfast, quite a variety, and many different wraps for lunch at Morey's Landing. And how about that baked haddock dinner at night? Catch the catch of the day at Morey's Landing across from Lake Loramie. Well, Chuck, as you alluded earlier, and as we've talked about, Fort Loramie's defense was outstanding last week. Fort Loramie fell behind 8-0. Could have been as much as 14 or 20-0. Convoy Crestview kept knocking on the door, but Fort Loramie's D kept stalling drive after drive in the red zone from Convoy Crestview. And Fort Loramie first-year head coach Spencer Wells was so proud of his club's defense early on in that victory last week, 48-20 over the Crestview Knights.
They played a whale of a game from the get-go. They played really throughout the game, extremely disciplined, executing their roles. Coach Frilling and the defensive staff did an outstanding job this week. And, you know, even that first drive, they run that trick play, and they got a little gain on it, but we held it. And we told them at halftime, we really felt that we took their best punch, and we hadn't thrown ours yet. And so it was a credit to our defense. Our offense settled down. We were able to get a couple scores before the half. And then, you know, when Carter returned that to start the second half, it really just set the tone. And you could tell our guys just, you know, they weren't going to lose. They were ready to roll. So,
and that kickoff return by Carter Mesher, the touchdown run by Colin Moore, the lengthy one of 50-plus, I think. I don't think either of your players, Mesher or Moore, was touched on those scampers to the end zone.
Yeah, and, you know, they even Collins deceptively fast. I mean, like you said, once he got the edge, and a lot of people talk about Wade Sheets for Crestview, and deservingly so, but he had an angle on Colin, and he didn't catch him. And so those guys, if we can just get them out in space, which is something that we try to do, and they get a seam, like you said, they can really make something special happen. And they both played outstanding.
Back to your defense again momentarily. Carter was phenomenal. Max Hoying was great. Mm-hmm. How about the two late-game interceptions?
Yeah.
Sensational plays by the D all night long.
Yeah, and, you know, like, as you said, Nick had a great interception and a return. You know, gave us the ball on the 10-yard line. And then Devin with a one-handed, I mean, that's as one-handed as it gets. But the defensive coaches were laughing. They said, you know, it's funny. I'm sure people are shocked. But he does that every week in practice. He does that type of stuff. He's very athletic. And, you know, those two plays setting us up with short fields in the second half. We had a fumble recovery deep in their part of the field as well that gave us a short field. So it just the momentum, the ball was rolling really from the opening kickoff and just a total team effort in that second half.
Hey, what was the trick, the strategy, the ploy to virtually take Wade Sheets out of the game entirely?
Yeah, you know, they lined him up. They like their trips, 3-by-1 formation, and we went in knowing that whenever he was the single receiver, we were going to double him up. We were going to have our fastest guy on him, Carter Mesher, man-to-man with helps, a corner help over top. And then when he was the inside receiver, we had Devin Worman down there beating him up at the line of scrimmage, and then Nick Brandwee would take him. When he was the number one wide receiver to the trips, we had Mark Sager on the line, and he was going to beat him up. And then we had safety help over top. So it was really, you know, a total team effort on that side of the ball. And the defensive coaches did a great job of getting it executed. And they all knew, I mean, we're looking for three right away. And really, you know, something that was big for us in the week was Ben Barhorst was the scout player simulating Sheets. And he played his butt off. He worked Carter Mesher and those guys defensively. I mean, he it was awesome. I mean, he was flying around. And so that gave him a great look. And really, you know, you could see them take it to the field and execute.
Speaking of a complete team effort, those were the words that Chuck and I used several times during the webcast last Saturday night. Your special teams play was superb, too.
Yeah, and Crestview had made big plays in their special teams all season long. And, uh-huh. and, you know, they did it the previous week, scoring one against Minster. That really broke the game open for them.
Yep.
And really kind of the opposite happened for us this week was, you know, we started off that second half with the deep return. That really took, I think, the momentum away from them. But, you know, our kickoff team had great coverage. There was one time that we did kick it to Sheets. The ball rolled to him, and we still stuck him at the 30-yard line. You know, mm-hmm. they didn't get a return even when he had it. So our punting was great. Sam Barhorse, we pinned him deep the one time. We were able to kick away from Sheets throughout the night. And Nick Brandewey with his squib kicks, you know, he was very precise with where he was going. He did a good job communicating to the other guys on our kickoff coverage, hey, I'm kicking it to the right, hey, I'm kicking it to the left, so that they knew what was going on. And it was fun to watch. Like you said, a total team effort, no doubt.
Spencer Wells, our guest, before the start of tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Macomb, a state semifinal game in Division 7 football. The little things do not go unnoticed in a game of this magnitude. How about the great play by Mason Kemper on the onside kick attempt by Convoy Crestview? If Mason's 6 feet tall and not 6'3 or 6'4, that is probably a Convoy Crestview recovery, and the game could have turned.
Sure. And if he's not as athletic as he is and can jump that high, because he was, yeah. that was as high as he could go, completely maxed out, and just got enough of the ball. And then he got his feet taken out from him, and to maintain control down to the ground,
yep.
That was a huge play. That allowed us to keep the momentum because, you know, they had just scored. You know, if they get that onside kick, you never know. They've got a dangerous offense, and they can score quick. So that was another key special teams play, to your point, that was big in the second half.
Talk about the Macomb Panthers. Any similarities at all between Macomb and Convoy Crestview?
Yes, in the sense that they're very well coached. You know, Coach Algie has been there for quite some time now, and they have had success, you know, a successful season after successful season. And you see that. They're very well coached. He's up front. They are very physical, similar mm-hmm. to Crestview. Mm-hmm. They've got some great athletes. It's the third week in a row we're going up against a quarterback that was all conference. So our defense, you know, they know that. And we feel confident that with a good week of practice, they'll be up for the challenge. But they throw a lot at you, a lot of different formations, a lot of different plays, the same defensively. So it's going to be it's going to take a great week of focus and practice, but we're confident.
Yeah, Macomb prefers to run it maybe a little more often than Convoy Crestview. Great 1-2 punch, Tanner Schroeder, the quarterback, Keegan Lee, the tailback, only 5'8", but he's like a fire plug, and he's got great legs, strong, and he's quick. He'll be a handful.
Yeah, those two make plays all over the field, offensively and defensively. And as you said, running the football, they're as skilled as, you know, you're going to see. And they, you know, they've got great protection up front. You know, when the holes open up, they make stuff happen. And that's going to be a real test for our defense, especially once again for the third week in a row, having to play very disciplined football. So that'll be a key theme throughout this week.
A test for your defense might be the biggest offensive line your defensive yeah. front will have gone up against the entire year through 14 games.
Sure. And, you know, we told our guys it's going to sound like coach speak. All week you're going to hear get low, get low. You know, you need a great first step. You need to engage with your hands. But more so than ever, they need to take that to heart this week because if you don't, they're big up front and they'll maul you. You know, you need great technique. So that's something that we need to do.
Head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie talking about the front line of Macomb, which features a 290, a 250, a 240. It is really stout, extremely strong, and it paves the way for a dynamite running game for the Macomb Panthers.
Well, obviously, last week was the same, but almost every football game is the same. It's one up front. They don't get a lot of recognition. Coaches understand it. And lots of media understand it, but the people in the stands just watch the kids run. But that's where games are won and lost.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, about 7 minutes away from kickoff here tonight. Fort Loramie and Macomb, it is a Division 7 state semifinal. We've got highlights for you from Fort Loramie's win last week over Convoy Crestview. Redskins were down middle of the second quarter by a score of 8-0, and then Carter Mesher took off. Fort Loramie runs wide. Good running play. The seam is broken. Look out. Could be a touchdown for Carter Mesher.
There you go.
He breaks a tackle, sheds another. A key block at the 30. Mesher's gone. He takes it to the house.
A 40-yard dash to pay dirt for Carter Mesher. 5:50 left here in the second quarter. All of a sudden, Convoy Crestview's lead is only a point, 8-7 over Fort Loramie. Oh, here's a muff snap from center. Sheets tries to fall on it. It's loose. The Redskins are there. Recovery, Fort Loramie. Looked like a miscommunication in the offensive backfield for Convoy Crestview as the pitch out to Sheets might have hit the other back in the helmet.
Well, it was a horrible snap again, and he had to jump to get it. It messed up the timing again.
Fort Loramie can get a first down at the 3.5. Snap back to Moore. He picks his way. He's going to run. He's got a crease. He slides outside right guard. High steps his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Colin Moore. He's averaging nearly 7 yards per rush on the year. And he scrambles to the end zone on that one. Again, Fort Loramie's offensive line did a heck of a job up front. Lafarga on for a second straight PAT kick. It hits the left upright. It angles toward the turf and goes beyond the crossbar by about a foot.
There you go. That's all you need is a foot.
It counts. It is 14-8 Fort Loramie. Redskins have punched in a couple touchdowns in the last 90 seconds. And now Fort Loramie's on top by 6. 3:28 to go first half on scoresbroadcast.com. And the boot by Lichtensteiger of Convoy Crestview is down to the 19-yard line. Great return by Mesher. Look at him go. Mesher to the middle of the field. Mesher to the hash mark. He's down the numbers. 30, 20. No one will catch him. No penalty markers down. Mesher's gone.
75 yards.
Woo! What a start by Fort Loramie to open up play here in the third quarter. Oh, that run by Mesher choked me up, Chuck. Woo! What a play by Carter Mesher.
I think that they started the game maybe a little in awe, and they are now believers. They know they are the better football team out there right now.
It's a forward pass by Colin Moore. It's a quick slant to Kemper. He's got it at the 24-yard line. Wrestled down at the 21. Colin Moore with a strike. Good for 15 to Kemper. Snap back to Moore. It's a run all the way. Outside left tackle. He sheds one man. Another to the goal line. Yes. Touchdown. Oh, the Redskins make it look easy.
Wow.
Textbook blocking up front by Fort Loramie. Here's Lafarga on for the PAT for Fort Loramie. He's been perfect 3 straight times. Make it a fourth. The kick by Lafarga right down Main Street. 7:17 to go. Third quarter. Still a long way to go. Convoy Crestview, very potent offensively, but Fort Loramie's rallied from an 8-0 deficit to lead 28-14.
Wow, it's loud.
Woo, it is noisy here at Wapakoneta Harmon Field. The Fort Loramie Redskins have just come out, I think, after the Iowa State celebratory win over Michigan today, Chuck.
I think it's a combination of all of that.
Yep. Well, we'll return with starting lineups in just a moment. Then the opening kickoff, Fort Loramie deferred, will boot to start the game, and McComb will have the ball first. We've got the kick in 60 seconds on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
The defense of Fort Loramie will be on the field first here tonight. Nathan Ratterman, you may recall, injured an ankle last week in the game against Convoy Crestview. He expects to test it, see some action. It was a low ankle sprain. It's gotten better all week long. Ratterman at a defensive end spot, 6'4", 205, a senior. C.J. Billing at the other defensive end, 6 feet tall, 210, a senior. Middle linebacker Max Hoing, 5'10", 190-pound sophomore. Nose tackle Blake Holdhouse, 6'2", 215, a junior. Defensive tackle Colin Dietrich, 6 feet tall, 280, and a senior. The cornerbacks Carson Moore, 5'8", 160, a senior. And Mark Sager, 6'4", 185, and a junior. Outside linebacker, teaming up with Max Hoing on the inside, is Noah Giozzi, 5'9", 180, and a junior. Jake Ratterman at free safety, 6'1", 180-pounder, and a senior. Nick Brandewey, strong safety, 6'2", 205, a junior. And Devin Worman, an outside linebacker, 6 feet, 210, a senior. Worman and Hoing and Giozzi have been stalwarts defensively at those linebacking spots.
Well, Brandewey kicks off, and he kicks the top half of the ball, and he likes to bound it down. They don't put it in the air. If they can get the ball down through there, then that's good for them.
Offensively for McComb, Tanner Schrader, the Mr. Do-It-Everything at quarterback, 6 feet tall, 175, a senior. He doesn't throw it often. When he does, he's successful, pitching the football with about 67% accuracy on the year. He is a 10 yards per carry runner, and when he doesn't tote it, he deals it to Keegan Lowe, 5'8", 185, a senior running back. Jacob Dillon, 5'10", 165, a junior, also in the offensive backfield. The receivers often used Robert Odell, 5'11", 160, a senior. Tyler Durfee, 6'1", 175, a senior. And Aaron Davis at the other wideout, 5'9", 140, a junior. We'll describe the offensive line to you for McComb in just a moment. The kickoff dribbles down to the 19-yard line. It's returned there by Durfee. Back up over the 25 to near the 30, dumped at the 29. And that's where McComb starts. First down, 10 yards to go.
That ball didn't get off the ground. It rolled all the way down to him. Good coverage, though. I mean, it's okay. It doesn't matter how you kick the ball as long as you have good coverage, and that's what they've been doing the last few weeks.
Exactly. Fort Loramie has perfected an outstanding kickoff game and punting game here in the postseason especially. Tanner Schrader, the quarterback. He's a senior. Most of these McComb players are. He's got Keegan Lowe, the running back, staggered in front of him. And the first play of the game is a snap back to Schrader in the spread. He takes two steps forward and then throws a bullet immediately in the flat to Odell. Interesting looking play. Don't know that I've ever seen such a quick pass like that before, Chuck. To 88, a wide out. It's like a long handoff. It's very productive. It goes for 9 yards.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like an option. He started to run it. You knew when they moved low up in front of him, it was either going to be a quarterback run or a pass.
Second down, a yard for McComb at the 38-and-a-half. Snap back to Schrader. He zips around right end. He gets a block, spin move. Look at him go, 40. Chugs up over the 45 to the 46. That offensive line includes center Andrew Smith, 5'10", 165, a senior. He's one of the two leading tacklers on defense. The guards, Tristan Sherrick, 5'11", 190, a senior. And Bryce Markle, 6'1", 210, a senior. The tackles, Eli Franks, 6'3", 290, a freshman. And Kyle Wasson, 6'1", 240, a junior. First and 10 for McComb at the 46 of the Panthers. Here's an in sweep. No, it's a fake to Lowe. And Schrader keeps. He darts around right end into the Panthers bench. He spilled across the 50. He garners about 7 on that first down play. An extremely versatile attack being displayed by McComb at the outset of this game.
Yeah, they did a nice job with the misdirection that time.
Technically a 6-yard advance for the quarterback Schrader. Second down and 4 for McComb at the Fort Loramie 48. We played 90 seconds, no score. First offensive thrust of this game. Two receivers flanked wide left for Schrader. He's in the spread, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He's got two wingbacks. one in motion. It's low. Schrader runs behind him. Nothing there at guard. He tries a slide outside tackle. Down he goes at the 47. He picked up a scant yard and a half, and that's it. Third down for McComb, and about 2.5 or 3 to go for a first down at the 47 and a half of Fort Loramie.
That is the first digital down marker I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Easy to read.
How about that? Yeah. Looks like my high-tech thermometer at home that I use to take my temperature every day.
Well, you hope it's not free, I promise you that.
Third down for McComb. Line of scrimmage, the 47 and a half of Fort Loramie. Panthers need 3. Up under center is Schrader. Gives it to Lowe. Misdirection. He bulldozes outside right guard. And he plows ahead to the 43-42 of Fort Loramie. He's got 5 and a first down. This Keegan Lowe is a wrestler. He packs a strong punch. He's only 5'8", but he's 190 pounds, a senior.
It's like trying to tackle a bowling ball.
Exactly. He's a thick-legged young man. Yeah, and he bullied his way that time for 5 yards and a first. A couple of first downs in the first half dozen plays for McComb. Here's a handoff to Keegan Lowe again around the right side. He tries to turn the corner. Fort Loramie greets him at the 39 and decks him right there. Coming up was Lerman to make the tackle for Fort Loramie. Assistance on the play from Nick Brandewey. Short gain of 3 by McComb. Second down, 7 yards to go for the Panthers from the Fort Loramie 39. We played 3.5 minutes, no score. A steady, methodical drive to open the game here by McComb. Schrader under center. Handoff left guard. Fort Loramie meets resistance at the 36. Good play by the Redskins. 3 defensive linemen stand up the ball carrier at the 36-yard line.
That was Durfee. They ran him off from the wing.
Tyler Durfee, a 175-pound senior, who's thrown the football 25 times and completed 17 from that wingback spot. He lugged it. But Fort Loramie's defensive line, led by C.J. Billing, put a shoulder into him. Also help from Noah Gioze. And we got a player hustling off the field for McComb. Not getting off the field in time, though, and that causes the Panthers to burn a timeout. 7:47 left to go here in the opening quarter. It is Fort Loramie nothing, McComb nothing. Panthers confront a 3rd and 4 when play resumes. Say it's a good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before the winter weather gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in North Main and Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Beat that winter weather before it beats you. Free pickup and delivery also at M&A. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Third down for McComb, about 3.5 yards to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage outside the 35 of Fort Loramie. Here is Schrader in the offensive backfield, gives it to Lowe. Lowe tries to carve out space around right end, and he bulldogs his way down inside the 35, stays afloat, inbounds at the 34-33, finally shoved out. It looks like he picked up the first down, and measurement may ensue. It's either 4th and inches or a first down by inches. Well, I've been impressed so far, Chuck, with this very diversified attack from McComb. It keeps you off balance. You don't know where the football is going next.
No. They run a lot of misdirection, and they came up short. It's about a half a length of a football.
So it's going to be 4th down for McComb. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 32.5-yard line. 4th and inches for the Panthers. 7:40 left in the opening quarter. Fort Loramie offensively yet to touch the football in this game. The drive for McComb started where, Chuck? Around the 30-yard line?
Right, yeah, 30, 33, something like that.
So it's been a drive for McComb that's traveled about 40 yards. And the Panthers have used almost 4.5 minutes off the clock here to start the game. Let's see if Schrader's under center. I bet he is. The quarterback comes up to the line of scrimmage. Two tight ends are employed. Schrader's got the football. He goes behind the center and left guard. It's loose on the ground. Fort Loramie says the Redskins have got it. Schrader coughed it up. Fort Loramie possession. How about that? The quarterback for Macomb, Tanner Schrader, tried to scrap for an extra yard. All he needed was a foot. And Fort Loramie got underneath him and managed to shake the ball out.
Well, that's the kind of play that really can change it. I mean, they drove it down the field, had the first down, and gave up the ball.
It was a methodical offensive drive by Macomb. It would have been a first down. It looked like the quarterback, Schrader, made it with a good yard and a half to spare. But the Redskins got pads underneath Schrader and managed to pop the ball free. Here's Colin Moore, quarterback for Fort Loramie. Handoff, Redskins. Straight ahead run. Good for 8 from the 31 to the 39. Devin Werman, who finished the game mighty strong last week for Fort Loramie, wedged out 8 big ones. Ball a yard short of the Fort Loramie 40. No score. We played 5 minutes. Second down. Here's Colin Moore back to throw. Into the flat. Heaves at 40-yard line. A diving interception attempt. It's ruled a trap on the ground.
Lucky it wasn't picked off for 6 because he broke on that pass and he looked like the receiver.
A telegraph throw by Colin Moore in the right flat, trying to reach Carter Mesher, and Tyler Durfee jumped the route. He knew what was coming and he made a good play by a center fielder going after a line drive. The official right on it made the correct call. It was close. Not ruled a pick, an incompletion. 3rd and 2, Redskins. Line of scrimmage to the 39. Here's a fake toss sweep to the left. Handoff up the gut. It's Werman driving over the 40 to the 46. Colin Moore faked the pitch out to Carter Mesher, and Werman Ram rotted his way to the 47. 1st and 10, Redskins. We played 7 minutes and 20 seconds, or I should say 5 minutes and 20 seconds. Here in the opening quarter, no score. Each team with a possession. Fort Loramie 3 yards short of the 50 on the Redskins' second possession of this game. Toss sweep to the right to Mesher. He's got the edge. He runs wild down the sideline. Breaks the tackle. Gets a block. 40, 35. Out of bounds in the area of the 30. Boy, it looked like 2 or 3 white shirts from Macomb, Chuck. Had the angle on him. And then into another gear went Carter Mesher.
He is so fast. And where's the same number as Paris Campbell, who had a couple of runs like that today for the Buckeyes?
Yep, sure did. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie from the 29. Boy, it looked like that running play might gain 4 or 5 yards max.
He is so quick. Once he turns that corner, you're in trouble.
And it wound up gaining about 25. Here is Colin Moore, the quarterback, on a keeper for the Redskins, diving up ahead to about the 26-yard line. He got 3, 2nd down and 7 for Fort Loramie. 6:20 left to go, first period. No score. Macomb got the football to start the game and drove down inside the Fort Loramie 35. And on a 4th down keeper, Tanner Schrader picked up the 1st down for Macomb, but had the football raked away from him beneath the pile. Colin Moore at QB for the Redskins, who may elect to take a timeout. Big 2nd down situation upcoming. No score, 5:59 left in the first. Another one of our fine Fort Loramie game sponsors is Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. What a selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. You can't go wrong. Customer pricing and financing all the time at Geyer's. Follow the footsteps of many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over the Midwest, and the country for that matter. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. 2nd down and 7, Redskins. Trips to the left. Inside handoff, Werman. Werman legs it out, 23, 22, lurching to about the 21 and a half. Third down for the Redskins and three to go for a first down. You've got to believe it's four down territory. Redskins can get a first down at the 19 and a half of McComb.
They ran a little counter that time to Mesher. They don't run that very much. I think that's a new play.
Yeah, I like that one. Uh-oh, we've got encroachment. The big defensive tackle for McComb, Eli Franks, 6 feet, 5 inches tall, a 290-pounder. He was across, made contact with Pangalinan, the center for Fort Loramie. And the five-yard penalty means automatic first down Redskins at the McComb 17.
Now, he's not really going to be able to hide if he jumps off sides.
No, he's not. And that's a technique here late in the year. Colin Moore, the quarterback for Fort Loramie, has used quite well in attracting the offside penalty from the defense. Two receivers to the left for Moore. He takes the snap at the 23, fakes the pitch to the left and keeps. He weaves up the middle, high steps his way. 15, 10, inside it. He's down to the 8, a yard short of a first down. Great
wow.
Run by Colin Moore.
What quick feet he has.
Yes.
That looked like it was going to be stopped for no gain.
Yep, and then 2 or 3 yards downfield. Defenders had shots at his ankles. He made a miss. Second down and 1, Fort Loramie. 8.5 yard line of McComb. Here is Colin Moore, takes the long, deep snap. He's back at the 12, goes wide to the 10, short side of the field. He squeezes out about 5 yards. Might have nosed his way down inside the 5. He's got a first and goal. Offensive line for Fort Loramie's been stellar here at the start. Josh Pangalinan at center. The guards, Colin Dietrich and Logan Siegel. The tackles, Grant Imwally and Griffin Meyer. Ball placed right on the 5. First and goal for Fort Loramie. 1-2 receivers to the left. Now trips to the far side. Colin Moore's got one back alongside. That's Werman. Moore right behind Werman. Colin outside left tackle. And a shoulder is planted on Moore at the 4. Down he goes. Very good tackle on the play by Tristan Sherrick, a linebacker for McComb. The gain was 1. Second down, goal to go from the 4 for Fort Loramie. We played nearly 8 minutes. It has been a 2-possession game so far, 1 for McComb, a drive of about 45 yards, and this one for Fort Loramie has gone about 65. Redskins feature 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. And McComb looks a little mixed up on defense. Fort Loramie handoff, left tackle, easy touchdown run. Oh, McComb was trying to sort things out when the Redskins handed the ball off. Well done by Fort Loramie. Outstanding blocking up front. Devin Werman got an explosive block. C.J. Billing paved the way. Big extra point upcoming from Beltran LaFarga. Under 4 to play, first quarter. Werman made it look easy thanks to that offensive line. Here's the kick by LaFarga. Good rush by McComb. The kick is inside the left upright. He's got it. 3:57 to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie strikes first. Redskins 7, McComb nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, what a start by Fort Loramie. The Redskins stripped the football from McComb, which had punched deep into Fort Loramie territory around the 30-yard line. Redskins recovered that forced fumble and then took it, Chuck, 65 yards, consuming about 4.5 minutes. Devin Werman cracked over from 4 yards away. LaFarga added the PAT. 7-0 Skins. Under 4 to play, opening quarter.
All of it on the ground, too. They tried one pass.
Here is Nick Brandewey's patented ground ball kickoff down to the 29-yard line. But this time, it's scooped up cleanly by McComb and zipped back upfield to the 40. The Panthers get good field position. First and 10 for Macomb, 40-yard line of the Panthers. Chuck, if you're going to continue to try that, you've got to vary, I think, where you kick it. Maybe angle it toward one hash mark or the other. But Macomb managed to smoothly gather up that ground ball kickoff and got good field position at the 40. Here's Tanner Schrader throwing a long pass on first and 10 from the 40. And it's a running catch at the 20. A touchdown by Odell. The play goes for 60. Odell, the wideout, whipped the secondary of Fort Loramie. And it was a beautiful first down post pattern. Fine play action by Schrader. He sold the handoff. And Odell caught it. The fly pattern, middle of the field. And he had every Redskin beaten by 5 yards.
Oh, easy. And I'll tell you what, the pass didn't even have to break stride. And he threw it in the air 40 yards.
Extra point try by Tanner Schrader. This will even the count at 7. Well, that drive by Macomb took just 17 seconds. 60-yard aerial from Schrader to Odell. Look at the leg that Schrader displays.
Wow.
Powerful extra point as he cranked up on that one and belted it some 40 yards right down the middle through the uprights. We are tied up at 7. 3:42 left, opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have 5 more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Oldhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are experts at servicing systems which need medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned. It's built a quality name on developing connections, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243, 295-3243. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Well, guess who kicks off for Macomb? It's Tanner Schrader. And it's a tall kickoff way up in the atmosphere. Caught by Fort Loramie at the 11. It's Mesher. He pops into the outside. He's got an alleyway. He dances to the far hash mark to the numbers at the 35. Got a good wedge block out at that point and scooted to the 40. Boy, Chuck, had there been a little more real estate down the sideline, he might have gone all the way.
Yeah, they did a pretty nice job running the angle and keeping him from turning the corner, but a heck of a return.
30-yard return from the 10 to the 40. Redskins start at the 40, just where Macomb began its last possession on the Macomb 40. 7-7 tie, 3:34 left here in the first quarter. Colin Moore in the spread at the 35-yard line. Here is a fake blitz featured by Macomb, but I think the blitzer, the linebacker, might have encroached. Perhaps movement up front before Loramie.
No, it was movement. A couple guys flinched.
5-yard penalty on the Redskins. 7-7 tie, 3:34 left, opening quarter of play. Now Fort Loramie behind the chains for the first time in this game. First and 15. Fort Loramie just threw the football 6 times a week ago. Didn't need to throw it. Threw it for less than 40 yards. Redskins ran the ball so well. Here's a deep drop by Colin Moore way back at the 20. He might be sacked. He throws it late up to the 42. And on his knees, the receiver for the Redskins cannot corral it. Incomplete forward pass. That was nearly the first sack of the year against Colin Moore of Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they ran him down from behind. That was pretty quick, and he still did a great job. He hit Sager. Sager just couldn't pull it in.
Yeah, it would have been a 7-yard gain had Mark Sager been able to get the hands beneath the pigskin on the top of the ground. at the 42, but it skipped into his armpits. And it is second down and 15 now for Fort Loramie, 35-yard line of the Redskins. Two receivers right, one to the left. Here's the fake inside handoff by Moore. It's a screen to the left. It's caught at the 34. Run after catch of the 40. Wow, look at the forward motion by Carter Mesher after the 46-yard line. I said Mesher, and I should have said Devin Werman.
He's a big, strong kid. I didn't realize he was that strong.
Tell you what, Chuck, that was a play that appeared to be throttled back in the area of the 40 or 41. It went for five more than that.
Yeah, that was all Werman after he caught the ball.
2:53 left to go here in the first quarter. Third down and four for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 46. We're tied at seven. Interesting decision coming up here for Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie.
Boy, I think you punt.
I do too. Fourth and a couple. Fourth and 2 feet, maybe you go for it, not fourth and 2 yards. We approach the two-minute mark late in the first. Game even at seven.
Everything's smiling on Ohio tonight. Look at that beautiful moon.
Yes. Off in the eastern sky, it's about, what, 95% full?
And I'm assuming there's no moon at all in Michigan tonight.
Here's the kick by Barhorst. He angles it beyond the near hash mark. Well done. It only travels about 20 yards in the air. It lights on the ground at the 36 or 7. And then bounces, hops, skips some more to the 20. And that's where McComb begins, first and 10. Minute 49 left here in the opening period. We are tied up at 7. Redskins went 3 and out on that last possession. This technically is the third possession upcoming here in this game for McComb. The last possession, a one-play, 60-yard drive, a touchdown pass, Schrader to Odell. It was a thing of beauty.
Well, so far, Loramie's defense really hasn't stopped them. They fumbled after they got the first down on the first drive.
Yep, good point. Here's Schrader in the spread. He's got backs left and right. Schrader keeps. Oh, he slithers through an opening. Look at him go. Gaping cavity. No one there at the linebacker. He's into the secondary. Tanner Schrader's going to go. Loramie's after him. They won't find him. He's long gone. Wow. 89 yards.
80 yards, exactly.
I'm sorry, I meant 79, more like 80 on the button. Tanner Schrader, Chuck, with a 60-yard pass for a score, and then an 80-yard romp from scrimmage.
My goodness, we thought the kid last week was an athlete. So far, this is a really impressive young man.
13-7 now in favor of McComb, and the Panthers have featured on their last two possessions, Chuck, a couple of one-play drives.
140 yards in two plays.
Schrader on for the PAT. Boy, this young man is everything as billed. And his extra point soars through the uprights. He's got it. McComb fans going crazy across the way. And the Fort Loramie crowd somewhat subdued down below us on the west side. Minute and a half left, first quarter. McComb striking quickly. Two straight possessions, a couple long scores, 14-7 Panthers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And Chuck, I'm not sure what defense Fort Loramie was in on that touchdown run by Schrader, but once he managed to wedge his way between his right tackle and guard and got 2 or 3 yards downfield, there was no one nearby, not a soul around, for Fort Loramie, which might have bunched 8 up on the line of scrimmage.
Well, but they spread them, and then as soon as they got through the pass, if you look, the receivers or the defensive backs were covering receivers and didn't even see he was running the football.
Right. Here's the kickoff by Schrader, squibbing it on the ground, down to the 18-yard line, muffed momentarily by Fort Loramie, and then ripped back up the field to the 30, 35. McComb gang tackles, tries to yank it out. Redskins secure it, first and 10 Fort Loramie, from the Redskins 35.
Well, they wanted to keep the ball away from Mesher, that's for sure, on that kick.
Yes. A minute 20 left in the first, 14-7 Macomb. Chuck, last week we thought it would be a high-scoring game. It wound up being such, although for the first quarter and a half last week, it was nothing-nothing until Convoy Crestview scored midway second period. Tonight, lightning has struck. Macomb with two TDs, Fort Loramie with one, three touchdowns in a little over 10 minutes on the scoreboard clock. First and 10, Fort Loramie, 35-yard line, and we've got a pre-snap foul of some sort. I think it's against Fort Loramie.
Yeah, the man in motion took a step towards the line before the ball was snapped.
Yep, that's two straight possessions now. The Redskins have started behind the chains with a first and 15. 14-7, Macomb in the lead. Fort Loramie possession now back at the 30. Tanner Schrader has been a one-man gang so far here in the first quarter of this game.
He's pretty impressive, but, I mean, Loramie was kind of in this spot last week. They need to regroup here.
Tell you what, Chuck, the Redskins' best defense in this game might be hanging on to the football, chewing up yards and clock, and keeping the pigskin out of the hands of Tanner Schrader. Deep drop, Connor Moore, middle of the field. Shoots it left sideline. Comeback receiver at the 38. Snags it inbounds. The play is good for seven. It was caught far side of the field by Barhorst to Fort Loramie. Nicely done. Ben ran a route that took him about 10 yards downfield. And then he shot in reverse back toward the quarterback, Colin Moore, on the far boundary. Gain seven, inside running play, Fort Loramie. Wow. It's Werman. Werman spins to the 39, and then he meets a wall.
Kyle Wasson, boy, I'll tell you what, he stood him straight up. The kid's 6 feet, 240 pounds, and a junior.
Good pop applied by Wasson, and Fort Loramie now confronts a third and five from the Redskins, 39. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. Four receivers are flanked, two each way for Colin Moore. He drops to throw at his 31. He's going to run. He's being chased, and he's caught around the knees and ankles at the line of scrimmage. Not sure if he got back to it or not. Technically, Chuck, it might have been a half-yard sack.
That was the first sack of the year on him.
Yep, it was. So it's fourth and six for Fort Loramie from the Redskins, 38-and-a-half. And the final seconds will tick away, ending our first period. It is Macomb 14, Fort Loramie 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We open the second period with a punt by Barhorst to Fort Loramie. It's in the air to the 30, returned by Schrader for 5 yards to the 35, and that's where it's first and 10 for Macomb. Last two touches by Macomb have resulted in scores from 60 yards away and 80.
Boy, I think this is a point where you need to make sure you're watching out for that pass from Durfee back to the quarterback, because that would be a dagger right now.
If the Redskins can ill afford to give up another quick 6 points by Macomb. Opening second quarter. Tanner Schrader at quarterback. Line of scrimmage at 35 of Macomb. It is Schrader keeping, fake the ball to low. He tries to buck around left end, can't do it. He stopped in his tracks at the line of scrimmage. C.J. Billings cornered him right there. Second and 10 for McComb. Half minute gone here in the second period, 14-7. Panthers over the Redskins. Keegan Lowe, I think, has carried the ball once, maybe, for
he's run it three or four times.
Has he?
Yeah.
He's averaging about 9 yards per carry from that feature tailback spot. Look at this formation. Two tight ends, full house backfield. Power off right guard, and Fort Laramie stands that play up. No gain.
Not sure I understand that formation. You're not going to get any kind of a push. Stop him right at the line of scrimmage. Good job by the entire left side of the defensive line.
Third and 10 for McComb. You're right, Chuck. Very little chance for that play to be productive.
Because if you spread him a little bit and you pop it, but even if he gets through the line of scrimmage, you've got four other defenders back there.
Everything's simply too compressed.
Right. C.J. Billing made a heck of a play there.
Two in a row, but C.J. setting up a third and 10 for Schrader and company for McComb. He'll take the snap back at his 30. Man in motion illegally for McComb. It'll cost the Panthers five. Third and 15 from the 30. Barker Insurance, serving the upper Miami Valley since 1972, has got a reputation that is second to none for multiple years now. Barker Insurance is the number one most valued agency in the region, customizing a lot of different programs for you. Home, farm, business, life. Here's a throwback on the play to Durfee. Another quarterback, Schrader, keeps it. He's 15 yards behind the line. Throws a bullet down the field. Incomplete of the 40. There's a flag in the secondary.
I think they're going to call holding.
Yep, it's on Fort Laramie defensive holding.
If he hadn't held him, it was going to be another touchdown.
I think you're right, Chuck. Tanner Schrader, unbelievably elusive in the offensive backfield. He was roaming around laterally, left to right, a good 10 to 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. The penalty is assessed from the line of scrimmage, Chuck, so it's going to be...
it's not automatic in high school.
So it's still third down. Instead of third and 15, it's third and 5 for McComb from the 40. Again, a huge possession play upcoming.
Durfee was running free, and he had no choice but to reach out and get a hold of him. That was a good play by Brandewey.
Schrader by so much time. The pressure is on the secondary of Fort Laramie to hang tough. Here's a quick pass on the play to Durfee in the right flat. He's got it. Hit the line of scrimmage. A surge to the 45. He's got five and a first down.
Wow.
Second time that McComb has used that play. And it's been efficient. It's like a wide, long handoff toward the sideline. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter of play. First and 10, McComb at the Panthers' 45-yard line. McComb to the line of scrimmage. Flanked to the right is Tyler Durfee. Odell, a feature receiver to the left. Schrader keeps. Left tackle, nothing doing. He breaks one man, though, then another. Sheds a third and fights hard to get to the 48 of Fort Laramie. He was stopped after two, got seven, though, on the play. Second down, about 3.5 to go for McComb from the 48.5 of Fort Laramie. This is a big defensive possession for the Redskins.
No, they don't want to go down 21-7, that's for sure.
9 minutes and 17 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Right away, Chuck, you get the feeling that McComb's got more confidence running at stuff than Convoy Crestview a week ago.
Yeah, they do, and they got that same bunched.
Uh-oh, play action, deep drop. Schrader throwing an out pattern, right side of the field. A great catch by Odell. He's got an inbounds at the 25. He's gone all the way to pay dirt.
What a catch.
What a throw by Schrader of McComb. He threw it into a bucket over the shoulder of Odell, angling 45 degrees toward the sideline in the area of the 20 or 25. He caught it, then had the presence of mind, Chuck, to stay in bounds, tightrope the boundary, into the end zone he went, and Fort Laramie's in trouble.
I was watching it on the replay. That was a heck of a play. I mean, the pass was perfect. The catch was perfect.
Pinpoint throw, super reception, and it's 20-7 Macomb. Extra point try by Schrader. He hammers it long and high.
My goodness.
It is good. 8:55 left, second quarter. Fort Loramie now down 21-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Well, as we were talking before the Macomb touchdown, Barker Insurance is second to none in the Upper Miami Valley. You're always covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, Macomb, Chuck, in the last three possessions has needed, what, just a half a dozen plays to register three TDs?
Yeah, I mean, they've scored on an 80-yard run, a 60-yard pass, and a 48-yard pass.
Wow.
That is high-octane offense.
It is dynamic, extremely versatile. Fort Loramie's seen nothing even close to this season. A lot of pressure on the Redskins' D. Here's the kickoff, a dribbler down to the 18-yard line. Run by Fort Loramie, back up to the 32, 14-yard return. First and 10 Redskins over their own 30.
Well, and a good return by Kemper, but they're not kicking it long now. They're going to keep the ball away from Mesher.
Exactly right, because they know that Carter Mesher for Fort Loramie is like an offensive play from scrimmage, returning kickoffs. He's a touchdown waiting to happen, and Macomb is not going to let Mesher touch it on kickoffs. 8:47 to go till halftime. Fort Loramie tallied the first score of this game. Macomb, three possessions, three touchdowns, 21-7 game Macomb. Here's Colin Moore rolling right. He airs it out back across the field. Underthrown big time. Easy interception. 47-yard line. It was picked off on the play by Tanner Schrader, the quarterback of Macomb. He doubles in the secondary. He punts. He kicks off. Boots field goals and extra points. He runs the ball for over 10 yards a carry. And he just made a pick. Colin Moore tried to reverse the football.
Yeah, he tried to throw back, and it was in the air forever.
He was rolling right and tried to sail it back left. He was beyond the hash mark on the far side, airmailed one near side, and a couple of white shirts from Macomb were around it. A red shirt for Fort Loramie had no chance. Schrader picked it off. Here's Keegan Lowe around left end. He breaks the tackle. Oh, look at him go. A jarring hit by Keegan Lowe, the ball carrier for Macomb. He ran right through a couple Redskins and exploded for 7 to the 44.
I think he may get 2 points for a takedown right there.
8 minutes, 20 seconds to go here in the second quarter. It is 21-7 in favor of Macomb. Sideline warning against Macomb on the far bench. Boy, they were up cheering Keegan Lowe on that play.
Yeah, well, they like the lid. When the running back lays the lick on the defensive back, teams love that.
That's what happened. Macomb 2.5 yards short of a first down at the Fort Loramie 44. Snap to Schrader. Schrader keeps, faked it to Lowe. Schrader subdued at about the line of scrimmage. Did he fall forward for anything?
I think he fell backwards, actually. I think he lost about a yard.
He did. Third and 4 now for Macomb at the 45 of Fort Loramie.
Big time defensive play right here.
Yep. 7:46 to go here in the second quarter. Macomb 21, Fort Loramie 7. Here comes Odell, split to the right. Boy, he's been a favorite target so far for the quarterback, Tyler Durfee, out here as well. Trader keeps it run right up the gut. We've got a pre-snap penalty against McComb. It will be 3rd and 9 for McComb from back at the 50-yard line. Well, Redskins want to keep this no worse than a 1-touchdown game at the break.
Right. Well, I mean, they would like to come back and cut it down to at least 7 at the break, but they need a stop right here. That makes it 3rd and 9 from midfield. So if they don't pick up a lot of yardage here, I think they'll force them to punt.
Redskins making wholesale changes on the defensive side of the ball. Here come two receivers to the near side for McComb. Snap back to Schrader. Deep drop, fakes the screen, wants to go long, sprints out of the pocket, being harassed. He's 15 yards behind the line. Now he's going to run. Look at him zip down the far side. 50, 45, out of bounds at the 40. He needed 9 and got 10 or 11.
Well, and he made a really wise choice not to throw that, because once he was running around back there, they had 3 offensive linemen way down the field. If he would have thrown the ball at all, it would have been a penalty.
This Schrader is so crafty, very speedy. His instincts are amazing. What a play by him. He actually ran, Chuck, about 35 yards.
Yeah, he reversed out of that pressure, and then there was nobody on that side of the field.
1st and 10, McComb at the Fort Loramie 40. 7 minutes left here in the first half. Redskins trail by 14, and again a pre-snap penalty. No, a timeout by Fort Loramie. We'll keep it right here and tell you about Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right. Check out Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. And for more savings, go to the website, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. But, Chuck, as you alluded several minutes ago, the only time Fort Loramie has stopped McComb, really, was when the Redskins, on the first possession, stripped the ball from Tanner Schrader. After about a 40-yard drive, he fumbled on 4th and inches.
Yep, he had the first down, and they stripped him. That was it.
1st and 10, McComb from the Fort Loramie 40. Snap back to Schrader. Hand off to Keegan Lowe. He gallops around right end. A spin move at the 42 behind the line. And then he's blasted to the turf at the 40. Brandewey came up to lay a pop on him. So did Devin Worman. 2nd down and 10 for McComb at the Fort Loramie 40.
Well, Lowe and Brandewey had some words on a play early in the game. They blocked each other, and then the referee had to step between them. So I think Brandewey liked putting a lick on him there.
Half the second quarter gone by. 21-7 McComb. Here come the Panthers to the line of scrimmage on 2nd and 10. Tanner Schrader is about set to take the snap here in the near hash mark, and McComb takes a timeout. 6:20 to go till halftime. 21-7 lead, McComb over Fort Loramie. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
The winner of this game advances on to the state championship next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at Canton. Cuyahoga Heights and Gloucester Trimble are playing tonight in the other Division 7 state semifinal. We understand in the second quarter, Gloucester Trimble leads Cuyahoga Heights by a score of 7-0. Here it's 21-7 in favor of McComb. Schrader keeps on 2nd down and 10 from the Fort Loramie 40. He roams outside left tackle and lurches to the 37. He records a 3-yard gain. Third down, and at least 7 to go for a first down for McComb. And you can bet Tanner Schrader will be dancing around in the pocket on this play. It's a passing situation. 37 at Fort Loramie. 21-7 score. Redskins trail. First down stake is at the 30. Here's the quarterback, Schrader, fakes to low and keeps. Schrader around left tackle. He gets a block from his tight end and scoots to the 34. He is crumpled to the turf right there. It will be fourth and three for McComb at the 33 of Fort Loramie. A huge play coming up here.
Well, I tell you what, the running back, Durfee, on this side, gets a little bit of a head start before the snap every time.
You can bet, Chuck, given that last play, a run by Schrader, the McComb Panthers knew it was four down territory.
Okay, you got to watch that little fake and then throw the ball out.
Yep, here's the quarterback, Schrader. He fakes to low, keeps, rolls left. He's down around the 25-yard line, or I should say the 35-yard line, and then throws a forward pass, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Fort Loramie at the 15 and run back over the 20.
No, Sager.
Mark Sager with a nifty play. Wow, and an orthodox maneuver by the quarterback of McComb. Schrader tried to do too much on that one, Chuck. He rolled to the left, and then like a shortstop or second baseman, about 2 yards inbounds at about the line of scrimmage, tried to throw it sidearm back against his body and couldn't do it.
Well, and if he would have been able to set his feet and throw the ball down the field, he was behind him, but Sager did a great job of reading the play.
Mark Sager with the interception, and Fort Loramie takes over inside its own 20. 4:58 to go here in the second quarter. Here's a flat pass by the QB Moore, caught by Mesher behind the line at the 17. He's hit once, twice. Down he goes at the 19. No gain.
I think that was Sager. And boy, he got popped about four times.
Sager on the catch. Technically, maybe a gain of a couple feet. Give him one.
Yep.
Second down and nine. Line of scrimmage, the 20 of Fort Loramie. Yeah, Schrader for McComb has been marvelous so far in this game. He's had a splendid career here at McComb. But in that last play, he tried to do something that was so non-traditional, very unconventional forward pass. It did not work.
Looked like he was playing shortstop.
Exactly. That's the way I called it. And Redskins got the pick in a possession. Here's a fake toss sweep, inside handoff, Worman. He's met solidly behind the line. He bucks ahead for one or two. That's it. Boy, McComb has got Fort Loramie's running game figured out.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that was all Worman because he got hit right at the line of scrimmage and got a couple of yards out of it.
Yep, Fort Loramie's last possession resulted in a punt, and the Redskins will have to kick it here if they don't forge ahead about 7 yards.
Yeah, they need to pick up the first down here because they can't really afford to go for it even if it's short.
Right. Line of scrimmage, the 23-and-a-half. Fort Loramie can get a first down over the 29. Third down, snap back to Moore. Deep drop inside his 14. Here comes pressure. He's got an open receiver at the 35, but sails it too high, incomplete. And the Fort Loramie bench displeased that Sager, who was defenseless after the ball had passed and was hit. Fort Loramie unhappy there was no foul called.
Well, they need something good to happen for them. That would have been a nice pickup if they could have got the 15-yard penalty, but that would have been iffy.
And McComb promises to get very good field position here. Sam Barhorst on to kick. Barhorst back at his 11. Two deep men for McComb. Schrader and Durfee at the McComb 45. You've got to directionally kick it away from Schrader. Barhorst boots. Far side of the field, Durfee, who reaches up, spears it, a one-handed catch, a fair catch at the 40 of McComb.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Durfee doesn't make that play, and he had to jump to get it, it probably bounces another 30 yards down the field, so he did a good job of saving yardage there.
Yep, sure did. 3:08 to go in the second quarter. Keep in mind now, Fort Loramie will get the ball first, starting the second half. Redskins defense needs a stop here. Boy, points on the board for McComb on the last drive of the second period would be very detrimental to the Redskins. First and 10, Macomb, 45-yard line of the Panthers. And here's that offensive look that we saw several plays ago. Full house backfield, Schrader under center. Gives it to Lowe. Lowe sweeps left in, cuts it back. He's corralled at the 47, and he is dropped.
But what I've noticed about Macomb is they either are quick strike or they really kind of struggle running some of these offensive plays. Laramie's defense is doing a good job if they don't get beat on the initial play.
Good pursuit by linebackers Max Hoyne and Noah Giozzi. They were not fooled. Second down and 8 for Macomb at the Panthers 47. Clock running, 2:36 to go in the second quarter. Macomb 21, Fort Laramie 7. Backs alongside the QB Schrader, who keeps. He is hit behind the line of scrimmage, breaks the tackle, stays on his feet. He legs it out to the 48, 47 and a half of Fort Laramie. Tanner Schrader, 6 feet, 190. He's a senior. Chuck, he does not go down easily.
He is a tough out, that's for sure.
He is.
That looked like it was going to be, if anything, stopped at the line of scrimmage.
Yep, looked like a no-gainer, but he turns it into a plus 5. Third and 2, Macomb at the Fort Laramie 47. 152, 151 left here in the second quarter. Play clock at 10. Wide receiver flanked left. That's Odell, split 15. Snap to Schrader, fakes to Lowe, keeps, and he very quietly steps outside left tackle. Then when he gets a little bit of an opening, he sticks his helmet in there and punches forward for 1 to the 46 of Fort Laramie, fourth and a yard. Minute 20 left here in the second quarter. Big defensive stand here for the Redskins.
Boy, I'm surprised they're not going to go ahead and punt and just take that 14-point lead into the locker room.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chuck. Here comes Macomb to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. Down to a minute to go in the half. Schrader under center.
Trying to make him jump.
He's trying to get Fort Laramie to lurch offside. Redskins don't do it. And Macomb gets a timeout with 1:03 left in the half. Now we'd like to tell you all about one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com. In Rushi, Ohio, we're supported by the Jewelry Barn. Outstanding high-quality jewelry, priced to meet your budget's needs. The Jewelry Barn has a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and in color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Come in, check us out at the Jewelry Barn. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, offering ear-piercing watch battery replacement appraisals, free jewelry cleaning, and more. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 526-5557, 526-5557. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Tanner Schroeder elects to punt, and it is a superb kick. My goodness gracious, he booms it high in the air. It hits on the ground at the 11, takes one big hop inside the 5, and a player in a white shirt for Macomb is down there to catch it on the third bounce at the 4, and the Redskins have it first and 10, 96 yards away. 21-7 Macomb. Fort Laramie receives the third quarter kickoff. So you can bet, Chuck, Fort Laramie will try nothing cute down here.
No, but I wouldn't mind seeing him get the ball to measure on like a jet sweep, though, and see if he can turn the corner on him.
Give him a chance. You never know. He had a kickoff return about 4/5 of the length of the field last week for a touchdown. Also a 60-yard play from scrimmage. Snap back to Colin Moore. He keeps. He picks his way. Right guard, then right tackle. Falls down at the 5.5. It's second down for Fort Laramie. 42 seconds left here in the first half. Macomb 21, Fort Laramie 7.
Laramie has only run 5 plays in the second quarter.
Oh, it's been domination by Macomb. That is an understatement. Macomb Panthers have taken it to Fort Laramie here in the second quarter of this game. Redskins tallied the first TD. Macomb answered with 2 on 2 successive plays from scrimmage. a long pass and a long run. And then a third pass from about 50 yards away on the third possession of that series of three. That score came about five or six plays in that possession. Redskins run it up over the 15 as the first half comes to a close. McComb has been rock solid so far and leads Fort Loramie by a 21-7 count here at intermission. Dennis Springer, the Fort Loramie cross-country coach for boys and girls, will be our halftime guest. We talked to Dennis a few weeks ago. Coach Springer on during our halftime break. Of course, the Fort Loramie boys won the state Division III cross-country meet. The girls finished second, and we'll talk to Coach Springer here at halftime upcoming. 14-point lead for McComb over Fort Loramie. Last we heard, Gloucester Trimble was ahead of Cuyahoga Heights by a score of 7-0 in the second quarter in the other Division VII state semifinal. Redskins down by 14 here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center Market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Halftime at Wapakoneta's Harmon Field. It's Division VII State Semifinal Football on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Fort Loramie trailing 21-7 here at the half. The Redskins scored first, a long drive resulting in 6 points and the PAT by Beltron Lafarga, but then McComb answered in a hurry, 21 points on the Panthers' next three possessions. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, take it away.
Well, Loramie had 12 yards in the second quarter. That's not going to get it done. They ran the ball 15 times for 77 yards, 3 of 7 passing for 22 yards, and an interception, 99 total yards in the first half. 4 first downs, 3 penalties for 20 yards, and they turned the ball over once on that interception. McComb, on the other hand, ran the ball 20 times for 147 yards, 4 of 5 passing for 122 yards, 269 total yards, 4 first downs, 3 penalties for 15. They did turn the ball over twice on an interception and a fumble, but neither one of those have actually hurt them, and they're doing what they want to do. I mean, they're up 14 with the stats. It could truly be worse than it is.
Chuck, we've seen some very good quarterbacks all year long in Division VII high school football. No one is coming close in my mind as I think back over the previous 13 weeks. No one matching the performance like we've seen here tonight from Tanner Schrader of McComb.
He's pretty impressive, and he's a big kid, a Division VII player that probably is as good as anybody in 3 or 4. So,
yep.
He's been the great equalizer in this thing. Like I said, Loramie had 12 yards in the second quarter, and McComb ran. They've thrown the ball well. They've ran the ball well. They've just done a lot of good things.
extremely diversified and versatile offensive team. And as the first half grew on, Chuck, McCombs' defense slowly but surely shut down the Fort Loramie run plays from scrimmage.
Well, yeah, they ran the ball three times for 11 yards in the second quarter.
That's our halftime report. Redskins need a big drive to start the third quarter. Fort Loramie will receive the second half kickoff. 21-7, McComb over Fort Loramie at the break on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment Entertainment System.
We're going to entertain you or we're going to intermediate you. We don't care. Whichever one you want.
Chuck, we're talking for a living. And occasionally it doesn't work.
That's exactly right.
Easy for me to say. Scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 21-7, Fort Loramie trails McComb here at halftime. Now, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some outstanding roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food's always cooked fresh at Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Carl Arnes, the new owner-manager at Brookins, he puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins in Fort Loramie. And so did Dale and Joyce Barhorst at Brookins, who owned and operated Brookins the previous dozen years. Carl has tweaked that late-night menu, and you'll like it. Brookins, the ideal space to go for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. And Chuck, I bet the pork chops are just about sold out on this Saturday night at Brookins.
Oh, Carl, if you're out of pork chops, you want to run up here to Wapakoneta. I'd eat some of that chicken.
We heard from folks in Brookins last week at halftime when we talked about Brookins online here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's a 21-7 score, as we alert everybody at Brookins and throughout our listening audience here on Scores Broadcast. Fort Loramie down by 14 points. How about the achievements turned in by the Fort Loramie cross-country teams? The boys and girls were sensational a couple of weeks ago. The Fort Loramie boys won the state title, second time in 3 years. Girls finished second. And the coach, Dennis Springer, was just tickled to death with the performances of his boys and girls, as you can imagine. He assisted in cross country at Fort Loramie back in 1995. He's been the varsity coach the last 10 years. He ran at Minster back in his high school days for the great Katie Horseman. And he coached for quite a while at Fort Loramie with the great Steve Stickley. And he's so proud of young men on the cross country team this year, Joe Ballas, Jake Reithman, Colton Gasson, Colin Gasson, Jordan Dries, Gavin Schulte, Evan Eilerman, Evan Luthman, Trey Ranley, Caden Mesher. For the girls, Olivia Borchers, Caitlin Gasson, Danielle Burning, Danny Eilerman, Claire Reithman, Anna Dietrich, Corinne Heitkamp, Paige Reithman, Angel Rodriguez, Caitlin Grillo. The Redskins, as I said, finished first in the state in boys, second in girls behind Minster, which won it all for the third straight year. Joe Ballas for the boys came in third in the entire meet. Jake Reithman was fifth, Colton Gasson 30th, Colin Gasson 68th, Jordan Drees 96th. Joe Ballas was All-Ohio and Academic All-Ohio. Jake Reithman, All-Ohio, Academic All-Ohio. Jordan Drees, Academic All-Ohio as well. For the girls, Olivia Borchers, All-Ohio. Caitlin Gasson, Academic All-Ohio. Danny Eilerman, Academic All-Ohio. Corinne Heitkamp, Academic All-Ohio. I had the chance to talk to Coach Pringer a couple weeks ago, and we highlighted his own cross-country racing career.
Dennis, once a cross-country runner, as you were, always a cross-country runner, as you still are, and now a coach, you teach cross-country more or less, you instruct it, you teach social studies at Fort Loramie High School, an amazing career, you've really enjoyed it, and you're not done racing. Your young men and women continue to race to the top. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, it was a tremendous season, a great group of kids to work with, as they always are. Each year, our level of expectation goes up just a little bit more, and the kids keep rising to the top. They keep accepting our challenges.
Your prognostications going into the 2018 cross-country season for boys and girls, which you coach here at Fort Loramie, where did you think the boys might finish up in the state event? Where did you think the girls? They may have exceeded expectations in both cases.
You know, certainly the state poll, and I don't do a lot of looking into that. We've got a lot of parents that do.
Sure.
And I think the kids keep on top of that. I think we were fourth on the boys' side in the final poll. I think our girls were third, maybe fourth in the last poll. But we felt like going into the season, we had a chance to have a special year with our boys, looking at how the season kind of came together. And where other teams were, we felt we were one of six teams in the state fighting for that those podium spots. We knew that we were going to have to run well for that to happen. We really needed our number five guy. That's where we felt like that race was going to be kind of swung one way or the other. We'd either have an exceptional day or we'd have maybe been slightly disappointed in the outcome but not in the effort. On the girls' side, we felt like we were probably one of three teams that were in the hunt for that second place position. We knew going in, everybody in the state knows how well Jessie Megato has her girls running. You want to keep closing the gap, and we certainly did that in comparison to last year. And next year will present another opportunity.
Two state championships in the last 3 years in cross country for the Fort Loramie boys. Reithman and Ballas led the way 2 years ago. Ballas and Reithman lead the way again here as seniors. Has to be extremely gratifying for those two young men.
Oh, absolutely. They live, breathe running. You know, they are true runners. They embrace that runner's lifestyle. They seek opportunities outside of the season to get better. They attend camps. They're far more analytical about the sport than I am. I think it's a pretty simple formula. You know, have kids work hard on the hard days, take it easy on the days when you ask them to go easy, believe in your ability, trust your training, and then care for your teammates. And we have an outstanding group of kids.
Talking about training for just a moment, is it darn near 12 months? You do take a little time off every now and then, but you've got to commit yourself to these high school sports, which require great endurance for many, many weeks of the entire year.
Yeah, our kids, we have certainly some of the kids that are true runners. They run cross in the fall, indoor in the winter, and run track in the spring. But we also have a lot of kids that are going to be playing for Coach Siegel, kids that are in Coach Britton's program.
Yep.
They play baseball. We got kids that are baseball or softball in the spring, and they're very, very successful at that. We don't ask our kids to commit to running only. We want them to help. Fort Laramie, in a small school, we need kids that are two and three sport athletes, you know, for us to be as successful as we are, and it's working. It's working in our school district.
And we mentioned Ballas and Reithman, two young freshman twins starred for you at the state meet and all year long on the cross-country squad.
Yeah, we knew that the Gasson kids were going to be pretty special for us. In fact, 2 years ago when we were leaving for state, we felt really confident in 16 what we were going to do. And as we were getting on the bus, they were eighth graders. And I pulled them aside and I said, in 2 years, you guys will be freshmen. We'll be back and we'll have a chance again. And I knew that they had that type of potential impact. I can't say enough about the way that those two, along with Jordan Dries, raced that last mile. We were sitting, according to the chip timing, fourth at the two-mile mark. And in the last mile, Colton Gasson picked up 22 spots. Not all of those were team runners, because you have to pull out the kids that were there as individuals. But he picked up 22 spots.
Wow.
His brother Colin, 17 spots.
Woo.
And Jordan picked up 9.
My.
And that's the difference in the race.
The girls were sensational as well. Highlight some of those young ladies.
Oh, I can't say enough about those kids. You know, we were on the high of the boys winning, and then you get that quick turnaround, relatively quick turnaround. We got done with what we needed to do, and then we focused on the girls, and I met with them, and I just said, you know, we've got one on the bus, you know, one trophy on the bus, but let's go make this our day. You know, make it your day. Don't just ride the coattails of the boys' success, because we were going to be going out to eat. We were going to get the escort into town. I said, but you have an opportunity to earn one. And the same thing, the girls were sitting in fourth, going through the 2 mile. And in that last mile, they just hammered. And they said the boys had told them that I would be about 600 meters out, and I was. And I told them simply, you got to go. We need 5. We need 10. And again, we had kids that were just picking off. Danny Eilerman picked up 18 places in the last mile. Claire Raitman picked up 3. You know, Caitlin Gasson had a great, she's a cousin of the twins. She picked up 7 spots. And in a race that came down to, the difference was 5 points between us and West Liberty and Archibald. That's the difference. Our kids came through in that last mile. They trusted their training, and they cared about their teammates, and they gave everything that they had.
Dennis Pringer, our guest. Dennis is the coach of the Fort Loramie Boys and Girls State Cross Country Champs. You've alluded here in the last moment to being aware of progress of the meets. You as a coach, you're aware of where your young men and young women are halfway through, two-thirds of the way through. Has to be a little frustrating. Not much you can do about it.
Yeah, there's nothing in our sport that you can do to correct a bad moment or a bad day. We can't game plan for the top team, take away you know, their best player. You can't pitch around like in baseball to take the best hitter out of the equation. Once the gun goes off, they're out there on their own, and I always say it's the most agonizing, you know, 16 to 20 minutes in sports, because it's completely in their control. I absolutely trust my kids, but as a coach, there's nothing you can do to get them to snap out of, you know, if they're, you know, in a place that they shouldn't be. There's really nothing that you can do as a coach.
A preparation for the big meet, is it individual? Is there a uniform style that you promote? Talk about diet, rest, so on and so forth.
Oh, those things are always important. You know, we tell our kids to try, and we want them to live a runner's lifestyle, and that means getting consistent rest. And that's hard as a student athlete, because of, you know, we want our kids to be successful in the classroom. We had 6 kids that raced that ended up academic all Ohio, and the freshmen aren't even eligible. Wow. So of the 8 kids who ran, 6 earned those honors to be academic all Ohio. And that's, to as an educator, that's what you want out of your kids. But we also talk about diet and making sure that they have proper hydration. But we basically say you got to control your controllables. You know, you control what you can control. The weather is the same for everybody. The sloppy course conditions, it's the same. The wind, you know, all those elements that we faced collectively on Saturday, every other team faced those same ones. But we felt like we were in a really good place mentally. We didn't see the extra week postponement as an obstacle. We told the kids it gave us an opportunity. One of our coaches was in a wedding. He was going to be able to be at the state meet with the postponement. We had a couple kids who had been injured. It gave them an extra week of training. You know, we handled the day as well as you could handle it.
Advice to a middle schooler who wants to race cross country at the high school level.
It is for our program. Know that you will work hard. You will have success, but you will be part of something that's very special. Our program, we train our junior high with our high school, our boys and our girls collectively together. We had 58 kids in our program this year. All of them contribute to our success, because the 58th is pushing the 57th, the 57th, the 56th, so forth and so on, all the way up to the top. Somebody, you always have competition within your team every practice. It makes us better. I can't say enough about the depth of our program. But if you're a sixth grader and you're thinking about it, give it a try. I think cross country can, all sports can, but cross country can tell, it can teach you a lot. A lot of different things.
And as you have alluded so aptly already at the state meet this year here in 2018, the boys fed off the girls. Likewise, the girls fed off the boys' energy too.
Absolutely. It's always a little extra special. It's always special to go to state, but it's extra special when you can take two teams. And we've been fortunate to do that a number of times in our program's history.
Words of Dennis Pringer, boys and girls cross country coach at Fort Loramie. A marvelous state meet. The boys won it all. The girls finished second. Again, for the ladies, Olivia Borchers was 9th in the state representing Fort Loramie. Caitlin Gasson, 43rd. Danielle Burning, 33rd. Danny Eilerman, 51st. Claire Reithman, 72nd. Then Anna Dietrich and Corinne Eichkamp, Paige Reithman, Angel Rodriguez, Caitlin Grillo, also a part of the girls' squad this year. For the boys, Joe Ballas for the Fort Loramie boys team was 3rd in Ohio in the cross-country meet. Jake Reithman was 5th. Colton Gasson, 30th. Colin Gasson, 68th. Jordan Dries, 96th. Then Gavin Schultze and Evan Eilerman. Alternates were Evan Luthman, Trey Ranley, and Caden Mesher. And as Coach Pringer pointed out during our conversation, a number of these young men and women moved up significant places throughout the race to make it possible for Fort Loramie to win in boys and finish 2nd in girls. Congratulations. So proud of Coach Pringer and the boys and girls cross-country teams at Fort Loramie. 15th time in school history that the boys had qualified for the state meet. 17th time in history that the girls had qualified. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. A fairly brisk breeze out of the south. It's chilly. Temperature has dropped down into the very low 40s, and Fort Loramie needs to warm up its offense. Redskins ran very few plays in that second quarter. The rushing efforts of Colin Moore were slowed down, Chuck, as the half progressed.
Yeah, he did not get any looks to run. I think, you know, we talked at halftime, they need to get that slant running going for them, and they need to get Carter Mesher more touches.
21-7, Fort Loramie trails. And the football is being teed up at the 40 by Tanner Schrader. He is the quarterback, the Mr. Do-It-Everything for this Macomb team. He punts, kicks off, extra points, field goals. He throws the football at a 66% clip. He runs it at better than 10 yards a carry. Here's the kickoff by Schrader. It's a line drive, one hopper to the 31. Run by Fort Laramie back to the 39. Redskins with good field position. First down, 10 yards to go.
Sam Barhorst did a heck of a job there. That thing was a, like shot out of a cannon.
Oh,
he got his hands up, made the catch, kept it from bouncing all the way down towards the 10-yard line and got it all the way out to the 40.
Yeah, that kickoff had a lot of steam behind it. Schrader thumped it low. A long one-hopper, good effort by Barhorst. Redskins with good field position, 40-yard line of Fort Laramie, starting the third quarter. 21-7, Macomb leads. Snap back to Colin Moore. Here's a sweep to the right. A cut back at the 40, running play to the 45, tackle made.
Well, they listened to me. That was Mesher. First play, first touch.
Carter Mesher for five. He ran a good 15 yards cross field and tried to cut back against the grain. Good play by Macomb. Good hit on the play by Durfee. Here's a handoff, end sweep, near side. Mesher again for Fort Laramie. He runs out of real estate. Down he goes for a minus one. Good pursuit on the play by Macomb. Tackle made near side of the field by Andrew Smith.
Seems like Macomb might have been thinking Mesher was going to touch the ball a little bit more, too.
Exactly. Bryce Markle and Andrew Smith lead this defensive team for Macomb in tackles this year, each with right around 100. Possession play for the Redskins. Fort Laramie's been in very few third and six situations all year. Here comes blitz pressure right up the gut. Deep drop by Colin Moore. Screen pass left flat. Incomplete behind the line of scrimmage to Brandewee.
There's a little extracurricular and a couple of hits now after the play that I think they're going to get a call here soon.
Yep, again, a somewhat defenseless, easy for me to say, defenseless receiver in the left flat. It was Werman. He was 3 yards behind the line. Screen pass, good pressure on the quarterback, Colin Moore. He dumped it off at the last split second. It was on the short side of the field, so defensive players were in the vicinity for Macomb, which put a jolt on Werman after the ball had passed by. No penalty. No flag thrown. Fort Laramie's got to punt. This seems like about the third straight three and out for the Redskins. Very good kick by Barhorst with a stiff wind at his back. It hits at the 23-yard line, and look at it roll. It's still going all the way to the 7, inside the 5, 3-yard line.
Heck of a punt.
And Barhorst had one last week over 50, which rolled inside the 5. This one is much like the one a week ago, and it puts the Macomb offense in a world of hurt back near its goal line.
That was 52 yards.
Yep, you're right, Chuck. That's
took me a little bit. I had to take my shoe off, use my toes.
In excess of 100 yards in two punts in 2 weeks for Barhorst. Chuck, I agree with you. I think eventually that late pop on a defenseless receiver is going to be called.
Yeah, that was twice, and that one was a little more egregious than the first one, I think.
I'd agree 100%. Yeah, Macomb could have been flagged on the last one, but the Panthers were not. Here's Tanner Schrader, 5 yards deep in his end zone, and first and 10. He runs. It's a jump pass over the middle, intercepted by Fort Laramie at the 16-yard line, and run back to the 5. Redskins have a goal to go.
Nick Brandewee, boy.
Brandewee with a great pick a week ago. Nick was not sucked up into the line of scrimmage. He hung back about 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. Tanner Schroeder took the snap from center 4 or 5 yards deep in the end zone, took that step forward. Then he rose up and threw a jump pass over the middle to Odell. And guess what? Hanging out was Nick Brandewee.
Well, I like the play call, and I like the defensive play even better.
First and goal for Fort Laramie, 6-yard line of Macomb. Handoff on the play, Werman, he pounds to the 4. Second down and goal for Fort Laramie. He's slowing, getting up. Good, powerful hit applied on the play by a defensive tackle from Macomb. It was Eli Franks who smacked him hard to the turf. Key possession. Redskins need 6 points.
Oh, yeah. They can't be thinking anything but touchdown.
Nope. You get a takeaway inside the red zone, you must cash in. 9:50 left in the third quarter. 21-7 Macomb. Fort Laramie, though, with a serious threat. Two receivers to the right for Colin Moore and company. He takes the snap. He's behind the line. Uh-oh.
Incomplete.
It's a forward pass. He shoveled it ahead, and it might have gone on the play to Mesher. Mesher was being tackled at about the three. He had no chance to put that ball on his hip and go because the middle of the field was clogged up.
Well, that was a kind of a safe play. Because it's either going to be caught or incomplete. It's not.
Yep.
It's not a fumble.
Exactly. Line of scrimmage marked it to 5. So in that first running play, Fort Laramie picked up 1. That was it. Nothing there on the previous play. Incomplete was ruled. So it's 3rd and goal from the 5 for Fort Laramie. Enormous play. Here comes blitz pressure. Colin Moore sees an opening. He tries to run up the middle. The ball is stripped from him at the 3, and I think it's recovered by Macomb. It is. What a turn of events. Colin Moore had a little bit of a crack. He saw daylight. He sprinted toward the end zone. He was pinched by a couple of tacklers. The ball came flying out, and a Redskin man is down.
Boy, he got popped.
Was that Colin on the ground?
No, I don't think so. Colin got popped. That's why that ball came flying out.
Uh-huh. Boy, he was really smoked at about the 3-yard line. I thought maybe Colin might be able to dash into the end zone, but the hole closed immediately. 9:31 left third quarter. It will be possession Macomb at the Panthers' 4-yard line when play resumes. 21-7 in favor of Macomb over Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
That's a tough turnover right there, Jack.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, here in the span of about a minute and a half, at the start of the second half, a takeaway by Fort Laramie. Goal to go at the 6, and then a fumble on a 3rd down play by the Redskins, and that turns the football right back over to Macomb, which runs it right up the gut in the person of Tanner Schrader as he wedges out maybe 3 yards, perhaps 4. He got to the 7, 7.5. It is 2nd down, at least 6 to go for a 1st down for Macomb. Opening 3 minutes, 3rd quarter. Redskins had a golden opportunity right there on the previous possession.
Boy, that was tough. They need to keep them down there. I mean, they still got a chance in the game, but they can't let them out of this hole. They need to make them punt from inside the 10.
And take advantage and get good field placement after the exchange. Snap back to Schrader. Schrader fakes the inside handoff. Look at him. Split tacklers at the 10. He barges across the line of scrimmage. 20 beyond the linebackers. Stays on his feet. He's tripped up at the 26. He got 19. Wow. An offensive line for Macomb. Open up a nice gap.
He does such a good job. I mean, he's patient. He just doesn't take it and dart to where the hole's going to be. He stays back there till he sees his cut lane, and then he takes off. He's a heck of a football player.
Very disciplined and then explosive when he's got the opportunity. He shoots through like a very quick tailback. Great blocks up front by center Andrew Smith and guard Tristan Sherrick. 1st and 10 for Macomb, 28-yard line. Here's Schrader trying to run wide. Oh, look at the shake and bake moves. And he's got a couple Redskins on the field down because the running back, Schrader,
Jeez.
Just danced around him. My goodness gracious, he turned a 1 or 2 yard run and gashed Fort Laramie for about 12 or 13.
He left two guys out there that are still out there looking for their jock strap, as they say.
42-yard line for Macomb. McComb was backed up inside its five. And just three or four plays later, the Panthers had the football out at their own 42. 8:06 to go in the third quarter. Panthers split a receiver far left. Here's the quarterback, Schrader, with Lowe alongside to the right. The ball doesn't go to Lowe. Schrader keeps left end, puts his head down, powers his shoulder to the 44. He garners two. Tackled by Noah Giozzi and Max Hoing for Fort Loramie. Second down, 8 yards to go for McComb. 44-yard line.
Well, they run him a lot. I mean, they know what they're doing. It would scare me as a coach to see him carry the ball this much, but he's a big, solid kid.
But McComb, low on numbers, only a little more than 30 on the entire squad, and only 17 or 18 young men, grades 10 through 12. This club has gotten by this season with hardly an injury. And here are the McComb Panthers in the state semifinal. Running play, it is handed off to Keegan Lowe. He tries to barrel around left end, and Fort Loramie shoots the gap and spills him for a loss. Back at the 41.
That was Nathan Ratterman.
Nathan Ratterman healed up from the ankle injury a week ago. Third and 11 for McComb from the Panthers 41. 5 minutes gone here in the third quarter. McComb 21, Fort Loramie 7. Important play here. Redskins have to force a punt. Here comes Odell, split 15 yards to the wide side of the field. On him out here is Carson Moore of Fort Loramie. Schrader in the offensive backfield. Fakes the handoff and keeps. Right tackle. We got a holding call against the visiting team, the white shirts. McComb, Tanner Schrader, managed to crack ahead for about 5 or 6. Fort Loramie could deny the penalty and set up a 4th and 5 or 6 to go, or you could accept the penalty.
Well, they declined it, and I think that's probably the right thing to do because I think they're forcing a punt.
Yep, you could have allowed 3rd down all over again. It would have been 3rd down and more like 15 or 16 to go. Instead, it's 4th and 6, and McComb appears to be obliging with punt formation. Tanner Schrader back at his 35 to take the long snap. Redskins retreat 2 men to return positions, Brandewey and Sager at the 25. The boot by Schrader, line drive kick. It is a fair catch by Brandewey at the 19 for Fort Loramie. And now the Redskins have got to go. Half the third quarter gone, 21-7 in favor of McComb. Fort Loramie, simply, Chuck, has not moved the football very well since the game-opening drive for the Redskins.
No, they had 66 rush yards and 21 pass yards in the first quarter, 87 yards. Right now, they are about 108, so they've got nothing since that first quarter.
Very clearly, this is the best that Fort Loramie's been defensed all year. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Colin Moore at the helm, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage in the spread. Snap back to Colin. Jukes right, keeps, runs behind the center. Pangalinan, nothing doing. Down he goes, no gain. Helmet for a McComb player comes off. Redskins here eventually, Chuck, will have no choice but to heave the football.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're taking chances when you throw it, but right now they cannot run the football at all, so they need to do something. They've got to loosen this defense up a little bit.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Snap to Colin Moore. Deep drop at the 11. It's an out pattern. No good. Missed his receiver at the 30. A couple Redskins were in the area.
We've got a penalty way over there on the sideline. Not sure what that was.
3rd and 10 for Fort Loramie. Is the foul against the Redskins?
Yeah, illegal formation. So that means it wasn't a dead ball penalty.
And it should be declined, I would think. If the penalty is accepted by McComb, that will do Fort Loramie a favor. That'll give the Redskins 2nd down all over again. Aha, it is declined. Smart move. 5:21 left here in the third quarter. 21-7, Macomb over Fort Loramie. Possession, Redskins at their own 20. Fort Loramie can get a first down at the 30. Third and 10, obviously a passing down, especially since the Redskins have had a real challenging time running the football here tonight. Play clock down to 14. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Thanks so much to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. The Goffney website, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And Fort Loramie debating this third down play, takes a timeout. 5:21 to go in the third. 21-7 Macomb over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Boy, some of that hot vegetable soup would be good right now.
Wouldn't it, though? I'll go for the chili.
Yeah.
And a heap of crackers.
Yeah, if you're going to eat chili, you got to have crackers.
On top. And the crackers will be heaped on the cheese, sprinkled over the chili first.
Okay, now we got to stop and eat on the way home.
21-7, Macomb leads Fort Loramie. Redskins have a crucial third and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Just over 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Back to pass, Colin Moore in the pocket. No one available. He runs. He's caught from behind. Nabbed at the 20, no gain. Fourth and 10 for Fort Loramie. The Redskins' offense has been stalled here tonight by an excellent defense from Macomb. Colin Moore has been held in check.
That was a coverage sack because they did a real nice job. There was no place for him to go.
And Durfee and Schrader are back at midfield. Macomb promises to get very good field position. Barhorst to kick from inside his 10. Snap back to him. He drives it forward. It's up over the 50-yard line. Durfee, far hash mark, fair catch. Fort Loramie, 49-yard line. Well, it's been a game of field position here in the third quarter since the teams exchanged turnovers. Down inside the 10 at Macomb's end of the field early on in the second half.
Yeah, that was a real tough turnover for Loramie. That could have really changed the complexion of this thing. It would have been 21-14.
Yep.
Anybody's ball game. Just break one because Loramie's got the ability with Mesher or with Moore to break it at any point.
If Brandewee's pick down inside the 10-yard line was offset by the fumble by Colin Moore at the 3. Those two plays happened in the span of a couple of minutes, and Fort Loramie was denied points here at the start of the third quarter. Here's a sweep handoff around right in goes Keegan Lowe. He's being chased way back behind the line. He fights to get back up over the 46 to the 47. He lost 2 or 3. Boy, he's been a marked man. Fort Loramie has run him down all night.
Yeah, he is really. He had a couple of 7 or 8 yard runs early, and other than that, he's got nothing.
Second and 12, Macomb at the Panthers 48. So many thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal Equipment came to Shelby County, Jackson Center, Ohio, specifically in 1982 from LA, California. That's the name LaCal. And we simply could not have gotten started. Jeff Bray and I couldn't have launched scoresbroadcast.com without the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Here's Tanner Schrader keeping in the offensive backfield. Faked it to Durfee. Fort Loramie didn't buy the fake. They subdue Schrader, who loses 3 more. Third and 15.
They've become a little one-dimensional now since they got that 14-point lead.
Yeah, it's almost like they're playing it safe, trying to nurse the clock along, not gamble offensively. The last forward pass thrown by Schrader was intercepted down inside his own 15. You'd like to think that head coach Chris Algie has called a forward pass here, though. Third and 15 from the Macomb 45. It's Schrader handing off on the play to the tailback Durfee, who came from the wingback spot. Fort Lormy was all over it. The ball is stripped. Flags fly. Uh-oh. Let's see if it is a face mask call against Fort Lormy.
That's got to be what it is. Boy, you talk about another killer.
Fort Lormy shook it loose. Personal foul, Redskins.
Yeah, they weren't going to give him the fumble anyway.
Nope. That is a costly marker against the Redskins. It would have forced a 4th and 10 from Macomb. Play gained only 5. It was diagnosed well by Fort Lormy. It is an inadvertent foul. It gives Macomb 3rd down all over again. Only a 5-yard penalty. Redskins get a break in that regard. 3rd and 5, Macomb at the Fort Lormy 45-yard line. We're all the way down to 2:40 to go in the third quarter. 21-7, Macomb leads. Here comes that very tight formation. No splits between linemen. Full house backfield. Schrader under center. Long count. Timeout, Macomb. Gives us an opportunity to hear from our fine underwriting sponsors. It's a 21-7 lead for Macomb late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And scoresbroadcast.com thanks Stickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. 3rd and 5, Macomb, 45-yard line of Fort Lormy. Hand off to Keegan Lowe. Nothing doing. He's plastered at the point of attack, right on the 45. Macomb tried to counter back to the near side, and Fort Lormy was wary of it. Boy, a good pop in there on that last play by the Redskins.
You know, you go back, and they scored on an 80-yard run, and they scored on a 60-yard pass. And they scored on a 48-yard pass. And other than those three plays, and those are big plays.
Yes.
Lormy has done a nice job shutting them down.
Yeah, Macomb has sustained very little in terms of lengthy drives, other than the game-opening drive that traveled about 45 yards, ending in a fumble. Macomb's got a punt. Schrader lofts it high, far side of the field. Hits on the numbers at the 16. Oh, look at that bounce and roll. Fort Lormy's been boxed in much of this game. Very poor field position. The quarterback for Macomb, Tanner Schrader, calls signals very well. He runs the show. He is a game manager, plus he's extremely athletic. He runs, he passes, and he has punted the ball brilliantly, and Fort Lormy's backed up at its own 3.
Kick 3 extra points.
Yes. 21-7, Macomb. And Fort Lormy's inside its 5. That's at least, what, the 3rd time tonight Fort Lormy started possessions inside its own 10-yard line.
Yep, they've been in a box in the second half for sure.
And Colin Moore will take the snap 2 or 3 yards deep in the end zone. And he has been stopped very well by Macomb throughout the night. And Colin Moore takes the snap from center, wants to run it over left guard. There's no opening there, so he takes it horizontally across the field to the near sideline and squirms over the 5 to the 6 before going out of bounds.
Odell and Schrader were both out there waiting for that one.
Give him 4, 2nd down and 6. Down to 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Time starting to get away from Fort Lormy. Redskins trail by 14. Two receivers flank to the right. One to the near side for Colin Moore. He'll take the snap at his one. Moore going to throw from the end zone 2 yards deep. Shoots it up the right side. Open receiver at the 18, dives. Cannot reel it in. Carter Mesher skipped to the far boundary. And he stretched his arms out as far as he could. Could not clutch it. And Fort Laramie's faced with a 3rd and 6 from its own 12. And this has been the situation time and time again for Fort Laramie since the second quarter of this game.
Only 3 of 11 throwing, and this is a bad time to not have your sharpest game throwing the ball.
21-7 Macomb, last minute, third quarter. Colin Moore will take the snap at his 2. He wants to throw from the end zone. He's got a man open in the flat up over the 15, and turning as the receiver, it hits him just as he swivels around. It's not caught. It's incomplete. That was a tough break. Moore threw it right on the spot. Timing pattern. Redskin receiver wasn't aware, and Barhorse got to kick it here, 6 yards deep in the end zone.
Yeah, that was a timing pattern, and he got turned just a little too late. The ball was on him before he could get his hands up. Hit him right in the shoulder pad.
And now Durfee and Schrader are in Fort Laramie's end of the field of the 40 to take the punt from Barhorse. The kick to Durfee on the dead run. He grabs at the 34 in traffic and sprints to the 29 where he's nailed.
Boy, they are just gaining more yards every time there's a change of possession.
Yep, each time the ball goes back over from Laramie to Macomb, it seems like the Panthers get the ball 8 or 10 yards further downfield on the swap. 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Fort Laramie can ill afford to go behind 28-7 entering the fourth. Line of scrimmage, the 29 for Macomb, which has an excellent field goal kicker in Schrader. He's 10 of 12 kicking field goals this year, 4 of 4 in the playoffs. Here is the fake by Schrader. He didn't give it to Lowe. He kept it going around left end, and he's drilled back at the 32. Now he lost 3 or 4.
That was C.J. Billings. Did a nice job of staying home.
Yeah, Billings had a super game for the Redskins. He's had 7 or 8 clear-cut tackles, solos, and assists. Well, you're right, Chuck. This Macomb offense has kind of gone into a shell since those big plays in the second quarter. Time expires in the third. That's it. Redskins are down 14, 21-7. Macomb ball, 2nd and 12 at the Fort Laramie 32 when the fourth quarter starts on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
And we say thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Plus the in-between to south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. 2nd and 12 for Macomb from the 32. Schrader, the quarterback, keeps. He tries to swivel between right guard and tackle. He nudges forward for a couple. It's 3rd and 10. For Macomb from the Fort Laramie 30. It's been a cat and mouse keep away game for the offense of Macomb since midway second quarter. Opening half minute of the fourth, Fort Laramie trailing 21-7. Redskins have been denied good field position since the first part of the second quarter of this game, except for the takeaway, the interception by Brandewey early on second half. Then Fort Loramie turned it right back over with a fumble inside the five. Here's the fake to low, keep by Schroeder. He bear hugs the football, and he's bear hugged from the backside by the tackler of Fort Loramie. What a hit. C.J. Billing dropped him. Oh, what a defensive performance by Billing. 30-yard line of Fort Loramie, 4th and 11 for McComb. Let's see what the Panthers elect to do. Couple of substitutions. It's four down territory, I would think.
Well, if you punt the ball and it goes in the end zone, you gain 10 yards, so you got to go for it.
Tanner Schrader, the kicker, the quarterback, has got a real strong leg, but I don't think 57 or 58 yards long. Snap back to Schrader in fourth and 10. Schrader keeps left tackle. He powers over the line of scrimmage to the 27-26. He's upset. Down he goes. Hard hit before Loramie, and the Redskins take over. That was a curious call, Chuck, on fourth and 11.
That's what they've been running.
Evidently, head coach Chris Algie said, nope, I'm not going to risk a forward pass.
Well, I think he thinks that the defense is going to win the football game for him.
Yep, that's a good point, too. Plus, bad things can happen when you throw it. You got to throw it on the mark. You've got to catch it on the other end.
Well, I think on a situation where if it's incomplete, the clock stops on a change of possession anyway, so that would have been a place to throw something safe.
That's right.
They're getting Schrader beat up.
Redskins have it at the 25. Here's a forward pass by Colin Moore on first and 10. He throws for Kemper on a crossing route. It's batted up in the air. Incomplete. Well done by Eli Franks. Franks, a 6'4 defensive lineman for the Panthers, swatted that football. And the Redskins on the rebound had no chance to pick it off. Fortunately, it was not picked by the defense.
Yeah, it popped straight up in the air.
Second down and 10, Redskins at their own 26. Fort Loramie has not enjoyed good field position since the middle of the second quarter. Short drop by Moore. Here is a pass, a slant. Mason Kemper in traffic. Got it at the 36-yard line. He gains 12. It's a first down.
I've been looking for that slant pass all game.
Wow. Kemper was bracketed somehow, Chuck. Moore fit the ball in there, and he still caught it. Kemper to throw again. Near sideline, interference on a 7-yard pass up the field. Defensive foul against McComb. Yep, Fort Loramie will get 15 yards on the penalty. That will move the football from the 37 over to the 48 of McComb. As very clearly on that play, linebacker Bryce Markle was on the back of Sager long before the ball got there. Redskins need to cash in. 48-yard line of McComb. 10 minutes, 13 seconds to go, fourth quarter. McComb leads 21-7. Here's Colin Moore handing off to Werman, and Werman plows to the 45. He got three, second down and seven. Tackle made by McComb's Andrew Smith, fine defensive end. He's atop the team in tackles this year. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. 9:48 to go in the game. Fort Loramie down 14. Short drop by Moore. Out pattern. Sager, 38. Puts a juke on a man. He stays on his feet. Look at him go. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another. Sheds one more. Sager, 2-yard line. Goal line. Over. Touchdown. What a run after catch by Mark Sager. Oh, what a play. 48 yards. Colin Moore to Mark Sager. He snared it about 11 yards downfield, and Mark did the rest. Fantastic play by Sager. Here's the all-important extra point with 9.5 to go. 21-13 game. Beltran LaFarga is on. Mason Kemper snaps. Nathan Ratterman holds. Ball put down at the 10. Jab step forward by Beltran LaFarga. He's got it. 9:33 to go, fourth quarter. We've got a ball game. Colin Moore to Mark Sager. Redskins strike, 21-14. Fort Loramie trails early on fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
And thank you, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John will give you his very best shot in Rushi. Big shout-out to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Moore to Sager touchdown of 48 yards. Will breathe new life into the Redskins now, who trail by just a touchdown, 21-14. Here's a bouncing kickoff down to the 36-yard line. Heads-up play by the Macomb Panthers as Brandewey, with a little chop step, topped the football on the ground. And Aaron Davis, a linebacker who's in on special teams for Macomb, got the ball in the third hop, and he went to one knee right away. Didn't think about bringing it back and getting hit. He just went down instantly, and Macomb starts first and 10 from the Panthers 36. I tell you what, Chuck, Macomb has played it pretty safely.
Way too safe.
Over the last quarter and a half to two quarters of this game. Let's see if head coach Chris Algie starts to open things up. Oh, there's movement far side of the field. Yep, the wing back was clearly offside. 5 yards offside against five home. Quarterback Schrader home with a quarterback Schrader five behind the line, but the whistle had blown. No one heard it. Penalty marker, 5 yard penalty. He is walked off against Macomb. And it's first and 15. Boy, here's where you need to stop.
Well, this is, we want to talk about a momentum change. When they got the ball and they kept pinning them back and they kept getting closer and closer and still couldn't put it in the end zone, this has turned around. This is Fort Loramie's game to win now.
9 minutes, 29 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, 21-14. Macomb still leads Fort Loramie, but the Redskins have made it interesting. Two receivers to the right for Schrader. He'll take the snap at his 26. He's got trips right. He runs left. Schrader's got an avenue near sideline, 35, 37, 38. He's belted out of bounds. He ran for seven, and maybe just six. Second down, nine for Macomb at the Panthers, 37. Boy, this Schrader has really taken some jolts over the course of this game.
Well, he is all they've done offensively here.
Yep, you can hear the cowbells.
They're back
from the Fort Loramie crowd down below. Fort Loramie section making a lot of noise. 9 minutes, 27 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 21-14 Macomb. Second and nine at the 37. Deep drop to Schrader. Looks for low in the flat. No one open. Schrader's 20 yards behind the line. He's going to run up the middle of the field. He's thrown down at the line of scrimmage. Might have lost a yard. Third and 10 for Macomb.
Well, that was C.J. Billing again. That kid's having a game.
Tremendous coverage by Fort Loramie in the secondary as the quarterback, Schrader, would not chance a forward pass. 8:56 to go in the fourth. 21-14. Macomb leads the seventh. Big third down play upcoming, third and 10. Yep. Look for something special here, maybe a gadget from Macomb. They like to flip it to the wingback, Durfee. He's thrown for several touchdowns this season, and Macomb, uncertain about the play call, gets a timeout. Huge play upcoming. 8:37 left in the game. 21-14, Macomb on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And thank you, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Two 12-1 juggernauts going at it. Here at Wapakoneta's Harmon Field. 8 minutes, 37 seconds to go. McComb up 7. Here's the quarterback, Schrader, on 3rd and 10. He fakes the handoff. He wants to run. He is hammered behind the line of scrimmage. He lost 2 yards. Boy, this McComb team, Chuck, has played it really close to the vest since the middle part of the second quarter.
Well, it kind of reminds me of a trestle ball back in the day.
Yep.
Get the lead, punt, live to play another play. But I think they're digging themselves a hole. That Loramie's really got the momentum going right now.
Schrader in deep punt formation, slight wind at his back. He's at the 22. He'll take the long snap. Boy, he can really boom it. It's a high kick, a short one. Fair catch for Loramie at the Redskins 37. Hauled in by Sager. Sager, the young man for Fort Loramie, who caught the touchdown pass on the previous possession. Boy, Chuck, he made a brilliant run after he snared that forward pass from Colin Moore.
He did.
Well, Redskins have got it at their own 36, 64 yards away from tying this game up. 7:48 to go here in the fourth. 21-14 game, Redskins possession. Let's see if Fort Loramie can break loose Carter Mesher. Colin Moore in the spread, back at his 31 to take the snap. Colin's got the football, low snap, deep drop under pressure. It's a screen in the flat. Mesher's got it, but he's pounded behind the line. Down he goes. He lost 4. That play had poor timing from the get-go.
Yeah.
And McComb diagnosed it well, a loss of 3. Keegan Lowe, the offensive running back, when the Panthers had the football, lined up at the corner on that play. And he crashed down on the receiver behind the line, setting up a 2nd and 13 for the Redskins. 3 receivers right. Oh, Colin Moore drops the snap. He keeps the football. He sneaks ahead for 1. That's it. It's 3rd and 12 for the Redskins. Line of scrimmage, the 33. We're down to 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And Fort Loramie's got to pull one out of the hat right here.
Well, I mean, they don't want to do anything silly because there's still plenty of time. They got 2 timeouts left, so you don't want to do anything. You don't want to turn the ball over down here.
6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. McComb, 21, Fort Loramie, 14. 3rd and 12, Redskins on their own 33. Colin Moore, deep drop, looks middle of the field. Long bomb, left sideline. He's got the receiver, leaping effort at the 35. Ooh, just off the hands of a Redskin. It would have been a gain for a good 35 yards. Mark Sager made a valiant effort.
Got it right on his fingertips, just could not pull it in. Good, actually good defense, heck of a throw.
A grand throw by Colin Moore. Right on the hands of Sager. He was being crowded on the far boundary. He almost made an A.J. Green-like reception.
Yeah, he did. Durfee was back there with him running stride for stride.
Barhorst to punt from his own 22. That's the 4th or 5th 3-and-out for Fort Loramie in this game. Kicked by Barhorst. Fair catch. McComb over the top of the head. Nearly dropped at the 36. Durfee hauled it in. Boy, what a stab by him.
Yeah, he's got some good hands.
Well, we're all the way down to 6:21 to go, and the Redskins need to get the ball back fast.
Loramie's still not in a position they got to call timeouts defensively yet.
Nope. Well, McComb will try to keep it on the ground.
I would bet you they might run Schrader left, Schrader right, Schrader left, and punt.
I would be on the lookout for that short, wide pass, either at the line of scrimmage, to Durfee.
Anything different, but they haven't shown it yet.
Nope. Line of scrimmage, the 37 of McComb. First and 10, Panthers. We near the six-minute mark in the game. Schrader runs, right tackle. He's got a little opening. He is spilled over the 40 at the 42. It's going to be second down and six for McComb. Ball marked back at the 41. The gain was for four. Boy, Redskins defense needs to strip the ball away.
Well, or at least not give up a first down on this drive. They need to go three and out.
Exactly. First downs right now for McComb are the primary objective. As with two or three first downs, the Panthers can really put a world of hurt on Fort Loramie. Second and six. Snap back to Schrader. He keeps right guard. He's got an opening. High steps his way across the line of scrimmage. There he goes. Schrader far side. Beyond the numbers. 40, 35, 30. He wheels his way all the way down to the 22.
39.
Yep, Tanner Schrader managed to wriggle through the line of scrimmage, Chuck. And then he squirted out of a stack and away he went. He is so elusive, extremely disciplined. At the point of attack, a Redskin player down at the 50 will have a delay in the action. 5:29 left in the fourth.
He's up.
Fort Loramie down by 7, 21-14. Yep, Schrader was held in check for two-plus quarters, but he got away from Fort Loramie right there on a second and six situation. He raced on that play, Chuck, for what, about 45 yards?
He ran for 37.
37-yard run by Tanner Schrader on a second down situation. And Schrader is so gifted.
They get a little bit closer down here. They can get themselves into field goal range.
Yep.
And that would make it a two-possession game.
And Schrader, the quarterback for McComb, 10 of 12 on the year, kicking field goals. 4 of 4 in the postseason. He's got a long this year of 47. And right now McComb is within his distance. First and 10, 22-yard line of Fort Loramie, which needs a takeaway now.
That would be 39 yards from where he is right this second.
One receiver split to the short side. Odell wide left, 15 yards. Snap back to Schrader. He keeps right up the gut. Puts his head down. Look at him go. Look at him go. 10-5. A Redskin touched him at the 3, but he scores. Touchdown, Schrader, making it look easy. 23-yard romp. Great blocks up front by Tristan Sherrick and Andrew Smith.
That's a backbreaker.
Yep, 27-14 in favor of McComb. Extra point try upcoming. Kick here by Schrader. Boy, he has been a Mr. Do-It-Everything tonight.
That kid is going to wake up in the morning and know he was in a football game, I promise you that.
Well, we heard all about Wade Sheets last week of Convoy Crestview. He was nicknamed the Mr. Everything in Convoy territory. But this Tanner Schrader tonight for McComb has topped him and then some. Dazzling effort by Schrader. Touchdown run of better than 20 yards. He's had two long runs for scores. He tacks on the extra point. And with 5 minutes left, Fort Loramie's down 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck here at Harmon Field, Wapakoneta High School. 28-14, Macomb leads Fort Loramie. Redskins down 14 again. Redskins have got to score fast, get the ball back, and punch in another touchdown. And it's going to be tough against Macomb, which has made Fort Loramie earn every single yard all night long.
Well, in that last drive, Loramie was about 6 inches away from hitting a huge pass, and that was the turning point.
Kick off to the 17, run back by Fort Loramie. Middle of the field, Mesher breaks a tackle. The 28 goes wide, being pursued at the 30. Far sideline, gets a block, stays on his feet. Mesher to the 47.
Well, they can score quickly here. I mean, they're still in the ballgame. They got two timeouts left.
Yep, Redskins need to spring one. A lengthy run or pass to the end zone is imperative. Under five to play in the game. Fort Loramie down two scores. Line of scrimmage, the 47-yard line of Fort Loramie. And you can bet this Macomb team will have a center fielder or two deep in the secondary. Understand that Wyoming has beaten St. Mary's.
Yeah, Gloucester Trimble was up 13 points in the fourth quarter in the other semifinal of the Division 7.
Here's a pass, middle of the field. It is a post pattern, a skinny post for Kemper. Broken up and nearly intercepted.
What a play by Schrader. That might have been his best play of the game.
Schrader again. Boy, he got a paw on it. He popped it free and was juggling the football. As he hit the turf hard, it came free.
Yep.
Almost an interception by Schrader. Boy, he's been the player of this game so far, no question about it.
I get to watch instant replay. We got TV right next to us.
Yep. Second down and 10 for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 47. Here comes linebacker pressure on Colin Moore. He's at the 36. There's a holding call. He throws it up in the air. Hit for the center fielder, Schrader. Interception, Macomb at the 21. And down he goes. Holding call against Fort Loramie will be declined. And Macomb will take over. Yep, that's the second forward pass tonight thrown by Fort Loramie. That's been long and high and has simply fluttered into the hands of a secondary person for Macomb, which is now in good shape. 4:30 left in the fourth, 28-14 in favor of Macomb over Fort Loramie. Redskins 12-1 coming into this game. Longest run in the postseason for Fort Loramie ever. Previously, Fort Loramie had gotten to the regional championship in 2009 before losing to Marion Local. A run to the state semifinal, the first trip here for Fort Loramie, but Macomb's got the upper hand now. 28-14, Panthers, 4.5 to go in the game. Possession Macomb at the Panthers 26. Here is Schrader, takes the snap, hands it off to Durfee. Durfee swivels around right in, makes sure he stays in bounds. He wedges out two or three. Fort Loramie was trying to drive him toward the sideline. Durfee had other ideas. Clock continues to run, gain of two. Second down and 8. 4 minutes left. Was that a 23-21 final, Chuck, or 33-21?
It's not over. I thought it was 33, but it wasn't the final yet.
Gloucester Trimble leads Cuyahoga Heights in the other D7 state semifinal. Second down, 8 yards to go. Snap back to Schrader. What else is he going to do? Run the football. As he's done all night long, he's hemmed in. He's saddled for a loss, which he'll gladly take. He hangs onto the football, and the clock motors down to 3:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 28-14 in favor of Macomb.
That's a timeout by Loramie. They're down to one now.
Fort Loramie utilizing one of its two remaining timeouts. So many thanks all football season here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, including the likes of American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And we salute our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. We salute Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Carl Arns, the new owner-manager at Brookins, he's tweaked the late-night menu. You'll like it. The pork chop special on Saturday evenings is fantastic. Thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie as well, a world-class supplier. Third down, 10. Tanner Schroeder keeps for McComb. He powers over right guard. He forges forward for a couple. It's going to be a fourth down situation, and McComb will punt the football with 3:37 left. The Redskins use their third and final timeout. Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie in Northwest Shelby County, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, owned by Martha Holscher the last 5 years. Maury's will appeal to families. Great menu of sandwiches, kids' meals as well. A family of four can eat for $35 to $40 at Maury's Landing. The haddock dinner, the baked haddock, is superb. At lunchtime, an array of wraps. The Maury's wrap, the Santa Fe wrap, you'll like them all. Plus an extensive breakfast menu at Maury's, which opens up at 6 a.m. That's Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie. But the Redskins need a splendid punt return right here.
Well, they got Brandewee back. He's capable for sure.
3:37 left in the game. 14-point deficit facing Fort Loramie. And the kick by Schrader goes zooming over the head of Brandewee. Brandewee lets it hit at the 30. Yeah. He can't pick it up. Great coverage by four players downfield for McComb. The ball rolls to a stop at the 20. Boy, that was a backbreaker right there, Chuck.
Well, that's just another thing that if it wasn't so far for him to go to Clancy, Schrader would probably get three meals tonight.
Boy, the repertoire of skills for this Tanner Schrader of McComb, just amazing. Unbelievable player. He's done everything tonight. He's kicked the ball off. He's punted. He has thrown for a long touchdown, a couple of them, in fact. He's run for a pair. He's added four extra points. He came into the game 11 yards per carry on the ground, a 65% thrower.
He's got two interceptions.
He's got two picks as well. That's right. Here's Colin Moore back to pass. And here comes a flood of white shirts. He's sacked at the four. That sums up the night right there, Chuck. Colin Moore.
Right.
Had hardly been touched all year long, not sacked once. But here in game 14, he's been sacked at least three times.
That was the biggest one, though. I mean, yardage-wise, I think the game's over, but that 15-yard loss is not going to be helpful.
Here's Moore from the end zone, looking out pattern, wide of the mark at the 14. Timing simply has been off. The thrown balls, the pass running routes, it just hasn't gelled tonight for Fort Loramie. The Redskins' forte last week, obviously, 270 yards rushing, only threw it a half dozen times. Fort Loramie.
71 yards rushing for the game.
My goodness gracious. Well, given that stat, Chuck, it's amazing. It was 21-14 with 5 minutes left in the
Absolutely.
Fourth quarter. Third down for the Redskins. Way back inside their five. They need 25. Here's a pass up the left side to the 10. Caught, tackle immediately. So it's going to be fourth down for the Redskins and about 18, 19 yards to go for a first down.
Yeah, they almost have no choice but to go. There's no punting. It's not going to do any good.
You're right. You have to go for it. Although Marvin Lewis would probably punt.
Try to pin him back.
It is fourth down for the Redskins, 18 yards to go. This could be the Redskins' final offensive play of the season. Snap to Colin Moore. It's an end around, then a pass off the handoff. It's a jump ball, and Tanner Schrader has got his third interception at the 30-yard line.
He just topped off his evening right there.
And that'll do it. I don't think I've ever seen a performance by a single football player like this one tonight all around. He's been everywhere all night long for McComb.
He's been pretty terrific, that's for sure.
Phenomenal performance by this Tanner Schrader of McComb.
Now, I'd be surprised with 2 minutes to go and no timeouts for the Redskins, we don't just go ahead and see the old victory.
Yep. One knee touchdown after another. It's been a great year for Fort Loramie football, no doubt about it. Redskins will close out the campaign 12-2, regional champs, falling here in the state semifinal to a great McComb team, which certainly has a very good chance to take the state championship against Gloucester Trimble next week. These Fort Loramie seniors include the likes of Mason Kemper, Ben Barhorst, Carter Mesher, C.J. Billing, Colin Dietrich, Logan Siegel, Grant Imwally, Devin Worman, Carson Moore, Jake Ratterman, Nathan Ratterman. I mentioned Billing and Dietrich, a host of them. I might have missed one or two along the way. Redskins, at their 22 starting positions, offense and defense, had 13 or 14 seniors out there on the field. They'll be missed sorely. But Fort Loramie football is in good hands. Great job done by the coaching staff, led by first-year mentor Spencer Wells. He and his group have done a remarkable job as Fort Loramie goes down to defeat at the hands of McComb. McComb, 13-1 on the year with the win tonight, advances to a state championship game at 10 o'clock next Saturday morning in Canton. And the Redskins bow out 12-2, but it was a dynamite season for Fort Loramie Redskins football. Waning 40 seconds, two victory plays, two touchdowns by Schrader in the offensive backfield for McComb. Here's another one on third down and one from the 22. He trudges forward to the 19, and that is going to do it. There won't be a need for another play. McComb celebrates on the far side. Phenomenal performance by the McComb Panthers, and specifically quarterback Tanner Schrader. He did it all. Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors, we salute them very much and give a big thanks to them for their underwriting support the entire football season here on Scores Broadcast. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Thank you as well to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout outs to them in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi, making your gift ideas come to life. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 divisions now. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Phone 937-498-7282. The in-between, just south of Botkins, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Frisch's in Tip City, Troy in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. And as I've noted several times tonight, Maury's Landing, a new restaurant on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie in northwestern Shelby County. Clancy's in Sydney, Chuck, underwrites our star or stars of the game. The Redskins had many of them all year long, and a few more here again tonight in this 28-14 loss to Macomb.
Well, I'm going to go with Mark Sager and C.J. Billing. I thought of the ones that played well tonight, I thought they stood out the most.
Yep, two excellent picks by you, and you make great picks after each game you have all year long. I'd agree with those two. They were standouts. That's Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, because of this very late playoff run by the Fort Laramie football team, a late start to the basketball season, and we'll catch up with head coach Corey Britton's Redskins in probably two, maybe as many as 3 weeks.
You would think so, yeah. They got to give them a chance to get their basketball legs. You probably don't even want to see them out there to practice till maybe Tuesday or Wednesday next week, just to let them enjoy the season that they had, and then you get them back out there, and it's a real change in conditioning and different muscles.
And it was a marvelous football season, to say the least. Redskins wind up 12-2, win the regional, advance to the state semifinal, but are beaten here tonight by a very, very good Macomb team, led by a great quarterback, outstanding all-around performer, Tanner Schrader. Final tally here tonight, 28-14. Macomb wins it. In fact, as you noted to me during the last commercial break, Chuck, Macomb with well in excess.
They had 300 and, let me find the right one. They had
200 more yards better than Fort Laramie.
385 to 151.
My goodness, that's a 230-yard difference. Really remarkable, Chuck. It was a 21-14 game with 5 minutes left.
And Laramie had the ball.
Yeah, and Redskins had the ball. But give Macomb's defense credit. I think Fort Laramie suffered through at least 5 3-and-outs in this game tonight. And the last possession was a 3-and-out. And, of course, the very, very last one.
It was a 4-and-out.
Yeah, Redskins turned the ball over on downs inside their own 25-yard line.
Well, they turned the ball over four times. That crucial one was going in after their interception that early in the third quarter that could have really turned this thing around. But you know, that just happens. They're kids playing a game, and sometimes you make mistakes.
Chuck, this looked like a Division I or Division II game in terms of the hitting. Boy, there were some pops out there. A few of them marginal, but most all of them very clean, outstanding hitting by both clubs.
Right.
These were two excellent Division VII football teams. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose.
They both were well coached.
Yes.
And I promise you that as good as Schrader was tonight, he's going to be sore tomorrow.
As Spencer Wells, in his first year here at Fort Laramie, did a very good job. Oh, what a performance by Spencer and his staff.
Oh, yeah, they were terrific.
Yep, and the Redskins will be back again next season. I might note, Chuck, that over the next 2 years, St. Henry joins Fort Laramie's schedule in week number two in place of Madeira. That was a one-season fix, not a Madeira. St. Henry the next 2 years, home and away. And then the following 2 years, Versailles, home and away.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, how about
that?
That'll
be fun. I'm not sure. St. Henry's pretty darn good, but Versailles might be getting better. They struggled. They had a struggle this season.
We'd like for our listeners to stay abreast of the scorersbroadcast.com website. We will update you in the next 24 to 48 hours on our basketball schedule upcoming over the next 7 to 10 days. a big Shelby County League game this coming Friday night. Features Jackson Center at Rushi. And, of course, next Saturday, the Fort Loramie girls entertain Rushi in a key Shelby County League game. That contest will now be played because Fort Loramie is out of the football playoffs. Would have played next Saturday in Canton for the championship had the Redskins won tonight, but no football game next Saturday. So we will have, for sure, Fort Loramie girls basketball next Saturday afternoon.
Right.
And this coming Friday night, it's Jackson Center at Rushi as the Shelby County League gets going with a key matchup. Two heavyweights,
yep,
a couple of clubs which figure to be in the running for the Shelby County League Boys Basketball Championship, and they meet weekend number one.
Right, and then next Saturday night, surprisingly, we'll be watching Ohio State playing the Big Ten Championship.
Exactly. We'll have no basketball coverage for you 1 week from tonight. Ohio State plays Northwestern that evening. So we'll be watching that game, as will many of you. Again, we'll update our webcast schedule for high school hoops. It's possible we have a during-the-week game between now and this coming Thursday evening.
Right.
There is a smattering of games.
It's time to look. I haven't even looked at the schedule yet because we've just been doing football. So.
Oh, I started looking at the basketball schedule the day this basketball season ended last year.
Yeah, well, I love basketball, so I'm ready for it. It's warmer.
A lot of fun, great season, a fine football campaign. Glad all of you could join us. What a run by the Fort Loramie squad, playing 14 games this year, advancing to the state semifinal before losing here tonight to Macomb. Again, thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to you, our listeners. By the way, we had Fort Loramie girls basketball at 11:30 this morning. If you didn't hear, Fort Loramie won its opener, beating Proctorville Fairland by a score of 51-38. That was at the Journey to the Tourney down at Lakota West in Westchester. And we opened basketball coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com with a 1 o'clock game yesterday at the Journey to the Tourney. It was a 49-30 win for Minster over Valley View. Those two strong girls Division IV programs got off on the right foot, and we were there covering those games here on scoresbroadcast.com. Many thanks to Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Harmon Field in Wapakoneta, where the Fort Loramie football season comes to a close with a record of 12-2. It is Macomb 28 and Fort Loramie 14.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.